Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can't hear. There we go.
And now we can both hear each other. And now let's play the crowd noise. Having a nice day at the park.
Beautiful.
Can I actually turn this? Where, how do I show automation? What if I doubled it and then went like this? So a full count. No, shut up. All right, Ernie, we'll go. Oh, actually.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free.
Welcome to the TaxSlayer pregame show. The Green Jackets took a load off last night when they were able to hold the Salem Red Sox to just 3 hits and 1 run over the course of the evening. Augusta comes into today taking on Salem for game 5 of 6. And we're doing so alongside a special person in the booth for the first time in a long time. Not flying solo tonight, I'm Nathan Strauss, thrilled to be alongside Joe Brennan this evening, who has made the trek eastward, or actually westward, from his hometown of Richmond to join us here for the next couple of days. How's it hanging?
Great to be here and excited to be here. Feel like I'm coming in at the right time, especially after last night's bowl game that was the Owen Murphy show, seems like.
Owen Murphy on an absolute tear. Last week, he went 5 innings, gave up 1 run on 3 hits, and struck out 9. Yesterday, he took a no-hitter into the 7th inning, striking out 8 more batters. It wasn't until he gave up a triple to begin the 7th inning to Mikey Romero that his no-hit bid was broken up. He is in fine form and picked up win number 5 yesterday evening. Offensively, Green Jackets held to just 3 runs, but it didn't matter as the pitching came through in a big way with Samuel Strickland picking up the save, but Augusta did get a multi-hit game from Drew Compton, who's hitting over 300 now, approaching his 10th game with Augusta since being added last Tuesday. Interesting matchup on the mound tonight. Green Jackets send out lefty Adam Shoemaker, who has had his struggles over the majority of this season, but seemed to find the zone a little bit more last week. He didn't allow a hit over 3 1/3 innings of work, but still 44 walks on the year for him to just 50 strikeouts. He has given up a whip of almost 2. He'll be opposed by a guy making his debut. Not a whole lot on this guy, Christian Nunez. And you have to imagine that with both teams putting out arms that have seen better days or certainly are a little bit untested, there could be a big focus on patience at the plate.
Without a doubt. I mean, you transition from a guy that has been absolute nails in his last two starts. I mean, Owen Murphy, 11 frames, only 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 17 strikeouts in those last two starts. Now you move to Shoemaker, who's 0-for-6 in his starts at the mound tonight, or so far this season, I should say. And tonight, a big opportunity for the Green Jackets to get their first series victory since May.
Green Jackets looking to pick up a win today. That would ensure them a split. And then tomorrow, if they were to win both weekend games here, they'd be able to take that series win. The last time Augusta won a series was that last week of June, early July, when they took 4-of-6 from Columbia. But as of now, it's been pretty much even footing. Green Jackets have been known to split series, talking to some members of the coaching staff, and they said, it seems like we split every freaking week. And that has certainly been the trend as of late. Last week was an exception, as they were unable to do so and had a slightly disappointing conclusion to their series on the weekend. They ended up dropping 4-of-6. They had a pattern of losing 2 games, then winning 2 games, then back and forth and back and forth, and fortunately it looks like that pattern is over. They have alternated win-loss this week, and Salem have been a little bit inconsistent at the plate. Yesterday we saw them get 3 hit and they only produced 1 run. They have tripled a bunch. They've got 4 triples in their last couple of games. However, they also struck out a bunch, and over the season these teams actually look pretty similar offensively. Not a whole lot going on from day to day, but sometimes you can come up with big nights like we saw on Tuesday and Thursday night when they put up 9 runs.
Yeah, I really think the key tonight is surely just out hitting their opponent in the Salem Red Sox. I mean, you've got a guy making his debut on the bump. Nunez comes in with 3 go-to pitches with the fastball, curveball, and changeup. So it's going to take him a while to figure him out on the first time through, but once you see what he's got in his bag, how those pitches are moving, it's important to try and find their rhythm because, Nathan, this year when they're out-hit by opponents, this team is 8-45. So if they can get some rhythm going offensively, they've got a real shot in winning this game, guaranteeing that split and potentially coming away with a series victory.
And even more important, when you look to next series, Augusta will be on the road in Fredericksburg starting on Tuesday night, take on a Fredericksburg team that is on a tear, in part because they added Dylan Cruz and Andrew Pinckney, two of the Nationals' high draft picks, to their roster. And Cruz, now a top 5 prospect in baseball, and he was someone who could have easily gone first overall. So big games ahead. Green Jackets still chasing that 500 mark. They're 7 games back right now of league leaders Charleston, who have seemingly tapped into a never-ending supply of talent, with a couple of new draftees having joined their team as well in the last week or so. Green Jackets with a lineup tonight that looks like this. Noam Bioris Tavares, he gets the day off, a rarity for him. Instead, it'll be Cam McGee leading it off, with EJ Exposito, who drove in 3 on Thursday night, batting 2nd. Drew Compton bats 3rd, with Will Verdung hitting cleanup. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, who is 3-for-13 in his first week with Augusta, hits 5th, while Jace Grady got yesterday off. He bats 6th. He's had a harder time at the plate this week. Jair Casanova, a 9th-inning home run on Thursday, bats 7th. Jacob Godman will do the catching and bat 8th, while Tyler Collins hits in the 9th spot. Yesterday, he drove in Augusta's first run of the game with a fielder's choice, also stole 2 bases. He's 1 shy of 30 on the year. On the other side, a lot of familiar faces as well. Albertson Asihen leads it off, with Mikey Romero with that triple and a walk yesterday, bat 2nd. The hardest name that we've seen this year, Justinson Garcia, bats 3rd. Alexis Hernandez hits cleanup. Luis Ravello bats 5th. John Frank Salazar hits 6th. Lionel James in the 7th spot. Albert Feliz hits 8th. And Norberto Mexicano bats 9th. But I do think this game is really going to come out to which starting pitcher can hold their own better in the early stages of this game.
Yeah, without a doubt. But at the end of the day, we're not going to know until we see who steps onto the bump, especially with this being Nunez's first time in the red and white for the White Sox here in Salem. We've got a beautiful night for baseball. The stage is set, and it should be a fun one on our hands, Nathan.
We will take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, Green Jackets baseball. First pitch, Nathan Strauss, Joe Brennan with you on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Thanks for following along. Back in a moment after the TaxSlayer pregame show concludes.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You've been listening to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, TaxSlayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, live from Carilion Clinic Field here in beautiful Salem, Virginia, Nathan Strauss, Joe Brennan with you for some Saturday afternoon baseball. Augusta taking on Salem in game 5 of 6 this week and game 5 of 12 over the course of the season. A partly cloudy day here, temperatures in the high 80s. A beautiful scene as we sit here in the Shenandoah Valley area with the Blue Ridge Mountains, all around us. Could not have asked for better weather for baseball here today. It is Military Appreciation Day at the ballpark, and Salem are rocking some dark green camos, almost as if they wanted to blend in on the hillsides around us. Green jackets wearing their road greens as the color guard and giant flag begin to make their way out of center field. Joe, it's a pleasure to be up here alongside you. Green Jackets looking to take their second game of the series. It's alternated win-loss so far. What do you view as the keys to success in this outcome?
I think for the Green Jackets, it's really just all about getting the bats going early. That's going to be the main thing for this rotation. If you can get off to a hot start, you find yourself into a groove, you can really work your way up in this ball game. And then on the mound, it's really just about getting off to a hot start as well. I mean, you come into this ball game 0-6, have yet to pick up your first win of the year if you're Shoemaker, comes into the ball game with just under a 7 ERA through 53 innings thrown this season. If he can just really get comfortable on the mound to start things off, I like the direction of this game going. These are two teams that have really been around this similar spot all season long. They come in at 18-22 in the second half. So someone's going to come away on top, and this could be a very big series for the Green Jackets to build some momentum and make a postseason push.
Green Jackets' Adam Shoemaker on the mound, opposed by a new face for the Salem Red Sox, young right-hander Christian Nunez. He is making his affiliated baseball debut today. He started seven games in the Florida Complex League, going 1-1 with a 6.23 ERA. Fastball in the low 90s, a average breaking ball, and a flash of changeup from time to time. 6'5" tall, the Red Sox betting perhaps more on him developing physically rather than what he is showing at present time. We also might see Jedickson Paez at some point today, who, if he does not go today, will likely go tomorrow. He has been the ace in Salem's rotation this season. Green Jackets leading it off with the lefty Cam McGee, with EJ Exposito and Drew Compton the next men set to bat. McGee gritties his way into the box down there and gets set to go. Red batting gloves for Cam McGee, as he has worn since his college days. It is 6:05 p.m. here. A little bit of wind blowing out towards left center field. A massive American flag hanging off the flagpole there. And we get set to go. Nunez working from the windup. He will deliver. First pitch, fastball swung on and missed. And we are underway. Time of first pitch, 6:06 p.m. Good crowd here on this Saturday evening. 0-1. Line foul down the left field line and out of play. Green Jackets in their road grays with the all gray Augusta spelled out across the chest and the little green hornet on the sleeve. Salem's jerseys are a dark foresty green camo. Don't think we're at risk of any military operations happening here. But if there were, they'd be all set. 0-2 pitch fouled off the mask of the catcher Mexicano, who is catching with no Anderso Lira in the lineup today. Juan Montero, who left the game injured on Thursday night, has been placed on the IL and won't be active the rest of the series. Still 0-2 on McGee, just underway here in inning number one. And the pitch, breaking ball, taken just outside. Gianfranc Salazar plays at third, Luis Ravello at short, Mikey Romero at second, a pair of R's in the middle of the infield, Lionel James at first. 1-2 here on McGee. Well, Nunez certainly takes his time out there in the bump to the maximum extent that the pitch clock will allow. 1-2 pitch, taken high.
And I really like the patience here in the 0-2 count. You find yourself in a hole early, and you got to recognize there's a reason that Augusta comes into this ball game second in walks and first in strikeouts. The guys on the mound know that they can reach when they're in an 0-2 count, and they're going to try and get them fishing when they find themselves in a favorable count.
Well, having said that, 2-2 swung on and missed, so a good first at-bat for Christian Nunez, who will record a K. McGee goes down on strikes. No team has hit more home runs on 0-2 counts in the league than Augusta this year. Of course, the Green Jackets for the majority of this year actually led all of the Carolina League in home runs, period, but they have been overtaken by Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. They've only homered twice in their last 13 games. EJ Exposito, the next man up, going righty on righty here, one away, no one on. First pitch, is inside. Expo had a 3 RBI day on Thursday night in the loss for Augusta. Had 2 sacrifice flies and a double as well off the wall. These walls in this ballpark are massive. 1-0 pitch. Lined off the end of the bat towards right center field. Asihen chasing it down towards the alley. Center fielder also there, and it's the center fielder Garcia who makes an uncomfortable-looking catch out by the warning track. That one nearly split the pair of them in half.
Yeah, caught it at his waist. Typically, you like him to put that glove head high, but able to track it down and bring it in for out number 2.
Well, you got 2 of the outfielders there. Albertson Asihen in right field with Justinson Garcia in center. Albert Feliz, normally a first baseman, is deputizing in left field today. 2 away, and that'll bring up Drew Compton, hitting .321. He's got 5 hits this series. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch to him. Inside, did it hit him? No, it did not. It just skips all the way to the backstop. The grounds crew here on Military Appreciation Day have come through with a star-spangled letter S behind home plate. I always love a good grounds crew, and they can spice it up a little bit. 1-0, fouled off down the third base line, just skirts the wrong side of the bag.
Even the coach's box painted red, white, and blue tonight.
You know what I appreciate as well is that in their S, they've got 13 stars, like
wow.
The original, you know, the original colonies, obviously. They could easily have just gone with 10 or whatever, but I think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they did that on purpose. 1-1 here on Compton. Nunez looking to get through a clean first inning of work. The pitch is, again, fouled off a little bit late. Compton yet to homer. He has driven in 7. Cam McGee remains the only player of the new batch of Green Jackets to homer yet, and Compton is going to get rung up here on an automatic strike, a pitch timer violation, as manager Cody Gabella comes steaming down towards the home plate umpire Travis Brewer, and Gabella will get warned, and Gabella's going to go back out here and continue his conversation. We'll wait for see this conversation conclude here before we send it to break, as Travis Brewer, the home plate umpire, talking with Gabella. The base umpire is Trey Ward. Gabella is, I guess, satisfied now, as he'll walk back to the dugout. We'll take the break. Half an inning gone. Green Jackets go down in order.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back here for inning number, rather the bottom of inning number 1, Green Jackets and Red Sox here, as Adam Shoemaker, the lefty, takes the mound. Green Jackets go down in order in that first frame and are looking to do the same here on the other side of the ball. The lefty, Shoemaker, 0-6, a 6.88 ERA, and the big thing for him is controlling the free passes. Lots of walks that he has surrendered this year. He's got Albert Asihen, who will lead it off and take a ball. Asihen hitting .333 now in his 25th game. That average, not an accident at this point. Hurston Waldrip, who debuted a week ago today for Augusta, is already up in high A Rome. Went 3 2/3 innings. As Asihen fouls this one off, it's 1-1. Yesterday, every team in the Braves organization, including Atlanta, picked up wins. They went a combined 7-0. All-American affiliates picked up wins yesterday. Only the DSL team lost, and they even split, actually. So, as a system, they went 9-1. 1-1 pitch. Caught on and missed. Breaking ball there from Adam Shoemaker.
And the Braves had one heck of a performance earlier today against the Mets. 21 runs, 22 hits. It's like the Oprah Winfrey Show. You get a hit, you get a hit. Everybody gets a hit.
1-2 inside and low. Yeah, speaking of hits, Nicky Lopez, who got his first Braves appearance, went 4-for-6. He homered and then pitched the ninth inning and did not give up a run. Shohei Ohtani Jr., 2-2 fouled off by Asihan. Albertson Asihan has tremendous speed. The real question, though, so Drew Compton retired on strikes to end the inning on an automatic strike. Does that go in the book as a strikeout looking? How am I supposed to write the K? Like, which direction is that facing in our scorebook?
I believe it's backwards.
2-2. Cut on and miss strike three. Shoemaker begins his afternoon with a strikeout, just as Nunez did in the top of the frame. So now Mikey Romero, who is the second man up yesterday, broke up the no-hitter. He actually broke up the perfect game with a walk in the fourth and then broke up the no-hitter with a triple in inning number seven. Justinson Garcia bats third. Romero, the lefty, going lefty on lefty with Shoemaker, who is 6'6" tall. He'll square to bunt and drop one down in front of the plate. Shoemaker, the lefty, will pick it up. His throw to first is just in time. Nicely done by Adam Shoemaker. That's not an easy play for a left-handed pitcher because he had to spin 180 degrees, but he did get that one off in time.
Pitchers are athletes.
They are athletes. They weren't for a long time, but they are. You almost miss a little bit of when they used to take ABs. No chance for a Bartolo Colon type here. First pitch from Shoemaker to Justinson Garcia inside for a ball. Kind of muggy day now that there's no wind. Could use a little bit more up here. 1-0. Is up and away. Shoemaker, 11th rounder 2 years ago out of St. Benedict's High School in Ontario, was committed to St. John's University. Signed instead. 2-0 pitch is in for a strike.
It's the right idea. No reason to try and paint the outside. Just pound the zone in a 2-0.
Now 2-1 in for a strike, swung on and missed by Garcia. He's played in every game. He's 4-for-19 this week with 6 strikeouts, so it's not been the smoothest of sailing for Garcia, although he has been very good in center field. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. Godman, the catcher, will have to throw to first to complete the strikeout, but he will, and the side is retired. Each team goes in order with a pair of strikeouts in the first, and we'll be back with the second in a few short moments. Oops.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Each team goes in order in the first inning. A lot to like for the pitchers so far. Nathan Strauss here with Joe Brennan for these weekend games. Joe will have tomorrow's game all by himself. Nice little welcome to the minors moment for Joe, who was down in the Coastal Plains League this summer with the Wilson Tobbs. What is a Tob?
So it's short for the tobacconists.
Wilson, oh, that makes sense.
Longtime tobacco town. And, yeah, that name's been sticking around for 80-some years. I mean, the likes of Justin Verlander and a whole other players that have been able to make it to the show have come through for the Tobbs, and they played in a stadium that's been there since about 1902.
The more you know. No score here, top of the second. Will Verdung leads it off. Cleanup hitter going up against Christian Nunez. First pitch is in for a strike. Nunez looked pretty solid in inning number one. Both pitchers end up with a pair of strikeouts sandwiched around an out in the middle. Verdung, 4 for 15 in his first week with Augusta. The 0-1 pitch, caught on and missed, high fastball.
Both of these pitchers really showing what they've got in their bag early, not really relying on one or two pitches heavily to start things off.
0-2, and the pitch, a big sweeping breaking ball taken outside. Lights are on here at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Say that a couple times fast. What was the home field of the Tobbs?
Fleming Stadium.
That's pretty easy. 1-2. Grounded down the left field line. Shortstop is there. His throw is in time. Luis Ravello was the one to make that play, and it's been now four batters without a base runner here for Augusta. That'll bring up the Quebecois, Pierre-Olivier Boucher. 3 for 13 with two doubles so far in his first stint in affiliated baseball. Boucher has played in left field each time he has played so far. No score, one away, top of the second. Lefty Boucher will take a ball up and away. I can't decide whether I like these Salem military jerseys or not. They are, they almost blend in with the field in a way. It's almost like they're camouflaging from us up here. 1-0 in the dirt.
I'm a fan. I like the traditional camouflage look. Not a huge fan of the digital camo look, but here they've got the nice traditional camo, and as you mentioned, blends in great with the skyline out here in the mountains.
Very verdant. 2-0 pitch. Broken back, grounded to second. It's looped over. Romero charges. His throw to first is just in time. Boucher runs well, and that was hit mighty slow. And Boucher will not only have to deal with being out, but will also have to replace that lumber. Two away, both on groundouts here in inning number two, and that'll bring up Jace Grady. Grady, yet another lefty on this lineup who will take his hacks against Nunez, looking for a base runner. No score, top of the second. Grady out of Dallas Baptist University. He can really run when he gets on base. First pitch to him, a breaking ball taken downstairs for a ball. Struggles at the plate this week, though, for Jace Grady. 1 for 11. He has driven in 2 with 3 walks, but also struck out 3 times. 1-0 pitch, tipped foul.
Still just waiting for somebody to break the ice here early.
What did you end up getting for your pregame meal, by the way?
Cheeseburger.
Keeping it classic. 1-1, and the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. They do have a very sort of notable sandwich place down the right field line that sells what I got on Tuesday night, which is a chicken finger sub with mozzarella sticks,
wow,
melted provolone, and marinara. But it's a bit much to have more than once. 1-2 on Grady, and it's taken on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Green Jackets yet again go down in order. Nunez looking solid through an inning and a half. Back in a moment here with the bottom of the second in Salem, Virginia.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switch2wellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of the second. No score. Green Jackets and Red Sox. Shoemaker back out onto the mound. The Red Sox in action at the big league level today, taking on the Tigers, but not going as well for them as it did for the Braves earlier today. Did you have any lopsided score lines this summer for the Tobbs? Like any true blowouts like that? 21 to 3 is pretty extreme.
We had a handful of, 17-4. Luckily, though, in the Coastal Plain League, through 7 innings, we had a 10-run rule to end the ball game. So none of them got crazy out of hand, because if it's at that rate, we're not going to see it for very long, but we weren't on the right side of it every time.
Looking around the Braves organization, Rome already leading Winston-Salem, old friend Jorge Bautista on the mound for the Rome Braves, with Hurston Waldrop's debut complete with 3 2/3 scoreless innings there. Mississippi takes on Rocket City in Birmingham tonight with Luis Diavila, who is now a top 30 prospect, now a top 20 prospect, in fact, making the start there. Gwinnett visits Charlotte this evening with Mike Soroka on the mound. And in the complex, the Braves beat the Raves yet again for the second straight day. So leading it off, Alexis Hernandez here in the bottom of the second. First pitch to him, fastball taken upstairs. Hernandez 254 with three homers and 20 runs batted in. Neither side has had a base runner here through an inning and a half. 1-0 taken upstairs. Controlling the walks is the big issue for Shoemaker. Coming into today, 44 walks to 50 strikeouts. Now 44 to 52 after his two Ks in the first. 2-0. Misses inside. A lot of military personnel in attendance here today on Military Appreciation Day. 3-0 pitch, right down the middle for a strike. Green Jackets had Military Appreciation Day down at SRP Park in August, rather in late July. We are now in August. Just two home stands left for Augusta. 3-1, taken on the outside corner for a strike. It'll fill up.
A nice job of not doing anything fancy, just pounding into the zone, getting yourself back into the count. Now we await the payoff pitch.
3-2 here, infield shifted over to the third base side. The pitch is taken in the dirt, ball four. So after battling back to making it a full count, it ends up in a base runner. Alexis Hernandez takes his base. Luis Ravello, the next man up, didn't play yesterday and has been really patient at the plate this week. He's drawn five walks. Looking around the Red Sox minor league organization, their AAA team in Worcester is blowing out Buffalo right now in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, that is. First pitch to Ravello, swung on and missed. We talked a little bit about Commonwealths before, both of us being from one of them, but still not entirely sure what the difference is. If there is one, if it matters. 0-1, Hernandez twitchy off that first base bag. Shoemaker's pitch is outside and high. Shoemaker does have a couple of pickoffs this season. It is obviously easier for him with his left-handed frame. Every Carolina League team in action on this beautiful Saturday as well. Pickoff throw comes over to first. Almost a little bit too high there for Compton.
But yeah, you were talking about Virginia being classified as a Commonwealth. Do you know why they're also called the Old Dominion?
1-1 in for a strike. It's 1-2. The Old Dominion. Well, I know Old Dominion University or college is a place near where you grew up.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not sure why Virginia is called the Old Dominion. Probably some pastor or something. The pitch is grounded over towards third. Runner was off with the play. McGee, the shortstop, fields. He'll throw to first for the out. A productive out number one as Hernandez heads to second. Why is that?
It's the status of its first American colony under the British Empire, given by Charles II.
So you kept an old British nickname, I guess.
I mean, Virginia's got a whole list of nicknames. The Mother of Presidents. I think there's seven or maybe nine U.S. presidents that have all resided from Virginia.
John Frank Salazar, the next man up, he'll take a strike. Man on second, no score, one away in the bottom of inning number two. Makes me think about what the Massachusetts motto is. We've got Spirit of America on our license plate.
That's your slogan, right?
That's our slogo. Time is called here by the batter Salazar, who might have something in his eye, perhaps. He'll look to figure that out. Well, obviously, the Bay State is what Massachusetts is, which is funny because I think Maryland's probably the old Bay State. I don't know if you're an old Bay fan or not. 0-1, grounded towards third and foul again. But also, just looking at the Wikipedia page, there's the Pilgrim State, the Puritan State, the Old Colony State, and then perhaps most importantly, the Baked Bean State.
Can't forget that one. What's Georgia's?
Got to be something with peaches, right?
Home of the Peach.
Home of the Peach.
Something like that.
Home of the Brave. Home of the Braves. Runner goes for third. Pitch taken high and outside. Godwin's throw is off the glove of Exposito. It goes all the way down the line, and the runner is going to score, as that will be an error on the catcher, Godwin, and Hernandez, who walked, took second on a ground ball, will get credited with that stolen base of third, and then we'll see how they score it, either an E2 or an E5. But that brings in the first run of the game. Now 1-0 Salem.
And that's one where if you drop the game by one, that's going to live in the back of your head, because if that throws on line, there's out number two. But way high and outside, and first run scratches across.
1-2 pitch, flown to center. Collins has a beat on it, charging in to his left. He drops his hat and makes the catch. He's got to find a smaller brim. I feel like he loses his hat every single night. Two away now in the second. Well, I looked up Georgia to see what the motto is, and it redirected me to Georgia, the country, whose motto is strength is in unity in Georgian. I've always wanted to go visit Tbilisi, their capital, but no, Georgia is known as the Peach State or the Empire State of the South, and I think Peach State is probably pretty good. Its state anthem is Georgia on My Mind, which is an absolute banger, if I do say so myself.
Do you know what Virginia's is?
Virginia's anthem?
Well, their slogan.
I don't know. James is in here, and he'll ground this one down the third baseline and again towards the Salem dugout. Do you know it off the top of your head, or do you just have it?
Oh, I know. I think every Virginian has it embedded in their
Give
head.
Me a hint so I can try and see if I've seen it somewhere this week.
You'll love it once you hear it.
James at the plate, and the pitch is checked swing. Did he go? They appeal up the first baseline. He did not, according to Trey Ward. It's 1-2 on James, who missed four games after being hit with a pitch on Sunday, returned last night, and did not record a base hit, although that's not unique to him, just the three hits all ball game for Salem. 1-2 pitch, fouled off his back ankle. What is it?
Virginia's for lovers.
Oh, of course I knew that one. I see it on highway signs all across. The amount of times I've stopped at like a Flying J truck stop in Virginia, driving down from New England to get to the South. You'd think I'd know that one off the top of my head. 1-2, inside and low.
I mean, it's relatively new, but it's taken over the state. I mean, it was brought up in my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah, I remember when they came out with it.
James is in some pain here, feeling the tip of his foot and doing a little calf stretch right now as well as the manager, Carroll, out to talk. I don't know if James is saying that hit him in the tip of the boot, but he's certainly acting as if it did. Both umpires will come together here. This umpiring crew has had to deal with a lot of chatter from Liam Carroll, as the trainer is out now to check on James as well, and I don't think they're going to change the call here. It didn't look like that one got him. It rolled all the way to the backstop, but...
Well, that is one of the hardest things to act in sports. It's tough to act like you got hit by a pitch. Granted, it might have skipped in the dirt and hit the toe, you know, some sort of deflection.
Well, the toe is such a hard place as well, because there's no protection in the front of the cleat. Most cleats now are padded on the top, because you know guys foul off balls there, and a lot of guys wear the ankle guard, the toe guard basically on top of their cleat, but doesn't look like James is wearing one here. It's 2-2 on James with one run home and two outs, in the bottom of the second. And the pitch is popped up foul down the first baseline. It'll get out of play. They've given it as an error on Godwin, an E2, rather than an error on Exposito. Godwin catching today is fourth game, behind the plate. His second error of the season. Still 2-2 on James. The pitch. Line drive left field. Boucher heads over. He will reach up and make the catch for out number three. That will retire the side. Actually, that looks like Jair Casanova in left and not P.O. Boucher, which is an administrative error on our part. We'll have that change when we come back here. Green Jackets and the home Salem Red Sox for the third inning. Salem now up 1-0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the top of inning number three, Jair Casanova into the box. First pitch is on the outside edge for a strike. Trying to figure out who is playing where, because it certainly looked like Casanova was the one who made that catch in left field to retire the side. 1-0 Salem leads. Breaking ball in for a strike again. Waiting on a text back from video manager, although worst comes to worst, I can go down and ask myself with two people in the booth. 0-2, swing and a miss, high fastball. Casanova down on strikes. So Salem gets a run in the bottom of the second without recording a hit, which is a rarity of sorts. Casanova becomes Nunez's fourth strikeout here in his debut.
Yeah, what a start for Nunez. Stepping in, making a heck of it a beaut. I mean, four strikeouts already, hasn't allowed anything to get past the infield. It's been a stellar start to get things going.
Next up is Godman, who will take a ball in the dirt. Godman so far 2-for-8 this week with an RBI. He has fanned four times. Braves playing game two of their doubleheader against the Mets in about half an hour. Godman ropes this one to left. A high fly ball. Feliz heads towards the track, and it will stay within the confines of this ballpark as he will grab it on the warning track. That ball hit hard, but it just hung up a bit too much. Little pop fly out there, and in a different ballpark, maybe that one sneaks out. The walls in this stadium are truly massive all the way around. It's like if you extended the Green Monster from foul pole to foul pole, more or less.
I mean, it's got to be 20 feet?
Yeah, I'd say about 20 feet. Just look at how small the fielders look next to it. The lefty, Collins, is the next man up, and he'll take a fastball on the outside corner for a strike.
And it's not like they're ridiculously long down the ends. I mean, you got 325 at the foul poles, but 401 dead center hitting over a 20-foot wall is not an easy task. It's a big reason why Salem is one of the lowest in home runs in the Carolina League.
In fact, the lowest, with them trailing Lynchburg by three. Lynchburg, another stadium with walls like this, and also a team that really only hits singles. 1-1 here on Collins with quickly two away. The next pitch inside nearly got him. Augusta looking for a base runner. Yesterday, the Green Jackets struck out 11 times to the starter, Yordani Monegro, but ended up in a no decision because Owen Murphy was twirling a no-hitter. 2-1, tipped foul. Murphy went 6 1/3 yesterday. Strickland finished it off with 2 2/3 innings to pick up the save. Kerry Carpenter has just homered for the second time for the Tigers, who lead the Red Sox by a score of 6-1. 2-2, the pitch. Line drive left center field, sinking quickly and in for a base hit. Collins hits first. It's Mitch Judge by the center fielder. Here's Collins digging for second. The throw is not in time. And Tyler Collins has himself a hustle double for Augusta's first base runner of the day. Well, Collins with excellent speed. Garcia backhanded that ball and then stumbled a bit. He saw his opening and took it.
And just like that, we break the ice today with a first hit on the ball game, and it's a two-out double from Collins in the bottom of the order. Little two-out magic. If you can string it together, a couple of two-out hits, maybe poke one through the cap right here, tie up this ball game, you're right back in it.
Well, Green Jackets leading in the hits and the errors column. As McGee steps in and gets hit with the pitch, he will take first.
So after going three up, three down for back-to-back frames, you're starting to get a little bit of a rhythm going here offensively.
And Nunez steps off the mound and begins to touch up the rosin bag. Excellent speed on the base paths here as well with McGee and Collins. Tyler Collins, 29 stolen bases this year. McGee with five in his six attempts so far. He's got five stolen bases in about a week and a half. Catcher Mexicano behind the plate in just his second game catching this week. First pitch to Exposito is a big swing and a miss. As we were saying, Green Jackets, no run to hit and an error so far, and the Red Sox have a run with no hits and no errors. So if you consider leading the errors column a good thing, then you're welcome to think that. Two out of three ain't bad, just not the one that counts. Oh, one, curveball for a strike. Sun's been setting around 8:30 here, but it gets behind the mountains quickly. It gets dark fast, but then pitch black very slowly. It sure gets late early out here, as Yogi Berra once said. 0-2 misses outside for a ball.
You got a favorite Yogi Berra quote?
Yeah, if you see a fork in a road, take it. You?
If you don't go to my funeral, I'm not going to yours.
1-2. Fly ball. Left center field. Garcia has it in his tracks. He backs up a step now. We'll put that left glove out and make the catch to retire the side. Augusta does get a hit. In fact, they get a hit and a hit by pitch, but they leave them both aboard. We're through 2.5 here. No score. We'll keep it here because we're talking about Yogi Berra. I've always enjoyed my grandfather growing up had a book of just Yogi Berra quotes. I think one of my other favorites was he had something about baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
I like that.
One of the great Yankees of all time. As a Red Sox fan, it sort of pains me to say that. Taking a quick look around the league, Columbia leading Charleston 2-0. And Charleston's got two men aboard and no one out in that frame. Myrtle Beach, who have won 16 consecutive games over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, are just underway there. They're two outs and a man on first in the first in Myrtle Beach. Carolina and Delmarva all tied at one going into the seventh, while Kannapolis hosts down east this evening, and Fredericksburg and Lynchburg tied at zero. That game in the top of the second as well. Myrtle Beach, 61-44. They already clinched their playoff spot because they won the first half championship, but they're not stopping there. Looking at the standings right now, Myrtle Beach, the closest team to Charleston, they're just three games back of the River Dogs. They'll be cheering for Augusta in a couple of weeks when Charleston visits SRP Park. Green Jackets seven games out. They're two games behind Kannapolis for fourth. In fact, two games behind Kannapolis and Columbia, who are in a tie for third. Fayetteville in last place, which is exactly where they finished in the first half as well. Poor Fayetteville, 45-61. They're 16 and a half games back. Myrtle Beach, 17 games over 500 right now for the season as a whole. Albert Feliz will lead us off here in the bottom of the third. Feliz, hopefully pretty happy. It's a good joke if you know Spanish. He will take a big swing and a miss here for strike one. Feliz means happy. It doesn't matter. Owen won the count on Feliz. Mexicano will bat second, and Asihen is the third man due up. Shoemaker on the mound, and the 0-1 taken just outside. Godman tried to bring it back over the plate. There are a couple of dark clouds over to our right, but it doesn't look like there's any danger here.
It looks like on the Jumbotron they've got Feliz's headshot with a photoshopped jersey.
Big swing and a miss here by Feliz. And, yeah, I think that's what they did. They just cropped out the heads and put a sort of a standard, you know, camo uniform underneath. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three in the dirt. Godman will tag him out, and Feliz will probably be pretty in Feliz now as he goes back to the dugout. See, it's funny if you know Spanish because that means unhappy, but you probably figured that one out too. One away in the bottom of the third. Mexicano, the next man up. The point of these broadcasts is to have fun, and it's way more fun when I'm just not just up here talking to myself, which has been the case for, I'd say, about 100 of the 106 games this year. Mexicano, who is not Mexican but Venezuelan, despite what his last name says, is in the box, and he'll take the first pitch just outside, hitting 283, five homers, and 21 driven in. Four hits this series, two doubles. And he'll line this one down the right field line. It's going to slice foul, and it will land just out of the reach of Jace Grady, who slid but could not grab it.
Oh, there's a lot of Latin American representation on this team, from Venezuela, Dominican Republic, all over the place. I mean, they've got 8 out of their 9 positional players tonight in the rotation are Latin America. The only exception, Mikey Romero out of California.
1-1 outside. In fact, every starting pitcher we have seen so far has been an international signing. Noah Dean, who's scheduled to go tomorrow, who was actually drafted out of Old Dominion, is the only American starter on their team right now. This pitch taken down and in, and that's not uncommon, especially at this level of the minors. We've seen this with the Carolina Mudcats earlier this year as well. A lot of times when teams are drafting American-born players or North American players, as Mexicano rolls this over to short, McGee fires to first, four out, number two. A lot of times American college players, because they have that extra two-plus years of experience, are advanced enough hitters to go right to high A. And so that's what we saw with Kyle Teal, the Red Sox first-round draft pick. It's well, we haven't seen that with Augusta or with the Braves this year, but for the Red Sox, a lot of their top prospects, because of where they were selected and their level, are just, they start off a little bit higher and they move through the system a little bit higher. I was talking to a scout and asking why certain teams are like this, because I was wondering it as well. And as we await for a Sehan to step into the box, first pitch outside, he said that, and I didn't know this, but when young players are signed, you can get signed at the age of 16 in international free agency. A lot of the times they've never played a competitive game before. As a Sehan rolls this one up the middle, McGee fields his turn, 360, the throw to first in time to retire the side. But when these players like a Sehan get signed, their first competitive baseball experience comes either in the Dominican League, the Florida Complex League, and then they end up here. Whereas even with travel ball and AAU and then high school baseball, it's a little bit more standardized here. So there's a different learning curve, not better or worse, just different. We'll take a quick break before Joe takes over the play-by-play for the next three innings here, as we will send it to a brief period of silence to get this crowd mic set up. Back here in the top of the fourth, we'll hand the play-by-play over to Joe.
Top of the fourth inning here in Salem, Virginia. Augustan Green Jackets trail the Salem Red Sox 1-0 as we will go 3-4-5 in the order for the Salem Red Sox, or pardon me, for the Augusta Green Jackets, with Compton, Verdung, and Boucher. Compton digs in from the left side as the first baseman is 0-for-1 today with a pitch clock violation backwards K in his first plate appearance in the top of the first. First pitch finds the heart of the zone, and it's quickly an 0-1 count. Nunez making his debut today on the bump for the Salem Red Sox. Got off to a really hot start, retired the side in order the first two frames with three up, three down. As the 0-1 is on the way, this one a chopper down the right side, scooped up by the first baseman, James. Turns it over to his pitcher, but Nunez can't reel it in. Oh, my goodness. A fundamental underhand toss to his pitcher, but can't convert. And just like that, the error will put a runner on first.
Yeah, and that's the fifth error on either a pitcher or a catcher this series for Salem, all of which have come in the last three games.
Well, as they like to say, Nathan, that's baseball, Susan. So runner on first, nobody out. Brings up Verdung. Waves by the first pitch, 0-1 count. Verdung, another guy that's 0-for-1 today. His first at-bat came as the leadoff man in the top of the second inning where he grounded out to the shortstop. 0-1 pitch, punched foul, and it's quickly an 0-2 count. Verdung drafted out of Itawamba Community College in Fulton, Mississippi in the 13th round this year in the 2023 draft as a breaking ball gets him looking. Verdung retired on strikes after three consecutive pitches, and that'll bring up Boucher with one out on the board. Boucher, another guy that was taken in this most recent draft class, taken in the 10th round. As this Green Jackets team has really started to experience a lot of roster turnover as he waves by the first pitch for an 0-1 count with one out on the board. Boucher has really started to find his rhythm as of late at the plate. As I say that, he takes the second pitch for a strike. It's 0-2. In his last four games, has a hit in all four of those with two of them for extra bases and for two multi-hit games. Here's the 0-2 pitch taken upstairs, and it's a 1-2 count. Boucher, the designated hitter, 0-for-1 today with a ground out down the right side in the second. Here faces a 1-2, runner on first, pitches away, waves by, strike three. So after that E1 that got Compton on first, they have gone six pitches with two strikeouts. That'll bring up the right fielder in Grady. Grady was the second strikeout victim of the day. Now we got six. Grounder over down the left side, scooped up by Salazar, makes the easy toss. And just like that, the Green Jackets can't do anything with a runner on base. So, take us to the home half of the fourth inning after a quick break. We'll be right back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Home half of the fourth inning here in Salem, Virginia. Red Sox leading the Green Jackets 1-0 as Shoemaker steps on the hill for his fourth inning of work. Last time out, three up, three down, retired this side with a strikeout and two ground outs over there to the shortstop. And two spectacular plays made by McGee. I mean, finished it off with that 360 after the glove, able to zip it over to first. That was easily the defensive highlight of the day, Nathan.
And Shoemaker, last time out, he only went to 3 1/3 innings, but he didn't give up a hit there either while walking four. So he is now going on 6 1/3 innings without giving up a base hit, although, of course, he has given up the only run of the game so far.
So Mikey Romero will lead things off as he digs in from the right side. Red Sox going 2-3-4 to start things off. First pitch taken inside. It's a 1-0 count for Romero. Romero had a triple in yesterday's game as he waves by the 1-0 for a 1-1 count. That triple yesterday ended the no-hitter through six frames. Nonetheless, Green Jackets were able to finish the job and escape with the win. 1-1 pitch taken inside. It's a 2-1 count. Romero, a guy taken in the first round out of high school in last year's draft in 2022. As Shoemaker's pitch goes upstairs, taken for a ball. And one thing I noticed about him, he had two sisters who were also studs at both the collegiate and professional level in softball. And actually, his sister Sydney played at Oklahoma, went to four College World Series, all 4 years of college, and winning two of them with the Sooners. 3-1 pitch. Swung through, and it's a full count.
Yeah, the Sooners are the dynasty program in college softball. The evil empires, they call themselves.
Full count for Romero. Payoff pitch on the way. Left-hander deals. Got him swinging. Strike three. So Shoemaker, a great job getting himself back into the count.
If you look off to right center field right now, you can see a torrential downpour that is about to come our way. Do you see that out there?
Lovely. That brings up Garcia, batting third in tonight's order. Takes the first pitch for a ball.
It's like one of the nice things about being in this valley is you can see the weather approach from all sides, and it's like we're watching it come closer and closer.
We are up here in the clouds. Grounder down the first base side. Picked up by Compton. Gloves trots over to the bag and puts out number two on the board. So after that great extension on the dirt, it's two up, two down. Hernandez will step in from the right side. Hernandez last time up was in the second inning, was walked. Here a chopper down the left side, but goes foul. No balls, one strike. Hernandez, the designated hitter, comes into this ball game batting 254 on the season. Has a hit in all three games against Augusta this series, and two of them being multi-hit performances. 0-1 pitch, punched foul, and it's an 0-2 count. Hernandez's most recent performance on Thursday, racked up three hits with three ribbies. Here's the 0-2, taken downstairs for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Still a 1-0 ball game. Salem leading after that E2 on the throw by Godman down the left side. That went offline, and oh my goodness. That one struck Hernandez right in the thigh. Now he's down in the dirt, grabbing at that leg in a little bit of pain. Taking off the ankle guard, he'll toss it to the side, get on his feet, and slowly trot over to first. He is certainly shaken up by that. His second hit by pitch on the evening, and that one's a stinger. He'll be accompanied by a round of applause as he makes his way over to first. So Ravello will hit from the right side with a runner on first and two outs on the board. Ravello 0-for-1 today. Cracks this one up. out to center field. Collins has a beat on it and puts it down for out number three. So with that, Salem still clinging on to a one-run advantage as we move to the top of the fifth. We'll be right back on Green Jacket Radio.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
And we welcome you back in, top of the fifth inning. Salem leading 1-0 on the Green Jackets after they were able to scratch one across in the bottom of the second off that error by Godman behind the dish to a stealing runner over to third. Not a whole lot of action, but a great ball game if you like good pitching and like good defense. We do have a pitching change. Cruz steps in for Nunez on the bump. So after Nunez's debut, he will step aside and hand things off. Cruz's first pitch is a four-seamer that goes right past the swing of Casanova. Casanova will lead things off here in the top of the fifth inning as we'll bat 7, 8, 9. 0-1 pitch fouled off. Cruz comes into this ball game with a 4.5 ERA. And a record of 2-1. It's quickly an 0-2 count for Casanova. Struck out his first plate appearance in the third. The wind, the fire, just barely tips this one off. It was a check swing that he barely brought around and just tipped it into the back net. So he'll stay alive and spoil the two-strike pitch. Left fielder will try things once again. 0-2, once again, knifes this one foul, and we stay stuck at the count.
Yeah, and the Green Jackets got Cruz for four hits, four runs on Tuesday night in a game they lost in extras.
Here's the 0-2. Lifts this one out to left center field, looking for grass. But Garcia able to bring it in with a nice track down for out number one.
Looks like that rain is going right around us. Like almost as if there's a dome over the that Little League field out over center field.
The baseball gods are looking out for us tonight.
It's about time.
One up, one down. We move to the catcher in Godman. First pitch taken inside. It's a 1-0 count. Godman, another one of these guys that's one of the newer additions to the Green Jackets as he takes the second pitch for a strike. It's even it up at 1-1. Godman coming out of Oral Roberts College, who just had a fantastic run in regionals this past year. And 1-0 is lifted out to center field. Does he drop? No, it does not. Garcia coming on and making the play. A spectacular diving catch out there in center field. And he has been nothing short of a brick wall. Nothing getting past him tonight. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think Augusta manager Cody Gabella is having a chat here with the umpires to see if that was a catch or not. I thought he got it clean.
Yeah, it looked like he got his glove underneath of it. A really phenomenal grab. Garcia has, without a doubt, shown his athleticism out there in center field. I mean, that center field position is really the anchor of the defense. You could argue shortstop, potentially even third, but in my mind, that center fielder has to do so much out there, and he has covered an enormous amount of ground this evening. He's put away both balls here in the top of the fifth. First pitch for Collins, runs inside. It's a 1-0 count. There's the pitch. This one cracked down the right side, gloved by the second baseman Romero, shoots it over to first. And there's out number three. Three up, three down. As the new man on the mound, Cruz, able to retire the side in order. Tic-tac-toe. We'll be right back. Home half of the fifth after this.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the fifth inning here in Salem, Virginia, as it looks like that rain is going to miss us. Go right around the stadium, and we'll keep playing baseball. It's been a fun one so far, especially if you like good fielding and good pitching. Bats have been somewhat cold today, just one hit on the day for Augusta, none for Salem. However, they do lead in this ball game with a 1-0 advantage coming off that error that allowed them to take the lead. First pitch is a chopper down the left side, scooped up by the shortstop on two hops, flipped over to first, and there's out number one. Salazar retired on that 6-3 connection and will bring up James, the first baseman. And Nathan, I was actually tuning into your previous broadcast, and I want to bring up something from last night's call as the first pitch to James is in the dirt for a 1-0 count. You were talking about best performance by an injured athlete aside from the flu game from MJ, and I had one in mind, so I wanted to bring it up. The Tiger Woods performance winning a U.S. Open with a broken leg.
I mean, that's a pretty good one. What did I say last night? I said I was talking about the Doc Ellis no-hitter while under the influence.
When he was on, I think it's LSD?
He was on LSD.
I don't know if he's injured, but...
Yeah, I guess that's sort of up there as far as like unconventional sporting performances go. There's been, 290 no-hitters in professional baseball, and to have one of them be while you're on a psychedelic seems so impressive and unlikely to me that it's got to be worthy of special consideration.
2-1 pitch drops downstairs. Three balls, one strike with one out on the board and nobody on the bags for Lionel James. 3-1 on the way. James, a slow roller that teeters foul, and the count runs full.
We can also include, the first game, the first Augusta home game this year against Down East. I had the worst cold and flu of my entire life. But I powered through it, man. I did it for the people. So.
Yeah, you know, in eighth...
It goes MJ, Tiger Woods, Nathan Strauss.
I don't know, man. In eighth grade, I had a sprained wrist, and I played through my basketball game. So I think I got to put that one up there. I think I dropped like 14.
There you go.
Not bad for an eighth grader.
Did you hear? So another question's been going around lately. If you were to take a year's worth, a major league season's worth of at-bats, how would you do? 600 at-bats.
I'd probably get like a hit or two. 3-2 pitch, roped out to left center field, going back at the track. This one drops in, bounces off the wall. James rounds first, coming into second. He will pump the brakes with a stand-up double.
First hit allowed by Shoemaker in, let's see, 4 1/3 plus 3 1/3, so 7 2/3 innings.
I mean, the whole thing we were focusing on today for Shoemaker was getting into a rhythm early and make sure that he could pound the zone all day long. His quote-unquote bugaboo coming into tonight's ballgame was that walk, and compared to the ratio of his strikeout. But only two free bags given up tonight, one with a walk and one a hit by pitch. There, his first hit given up of the evening. Now a runner in scoring position with two outs on the board as Albert Feliz waves by the first pitch for an 0-1 count. Feliz 0-for-1 today at the dish. Struck out swinging in the bottom of the third, if you remember Nathan's joke that didn't hit. One pitch taken outside, even up the count at 1-1. It just sticks with me. Un-Feliz, I would have just gone with Triste.
Speaking of not hitting, these two teams have combined for just two hits through, we're here in the bottom of the fifth. Shifting attention to something else.
1-1 pitch on the way. Once again, well outside. Two balls, one strike. Starting to get a little bit of Augusta wind. That gigantic
Augusta wind?
There we go.
I didn't know if it was on purpose or not.
It was not. But I like it. You can use that. 2-1 pitch, well outside, taken for a ball. They check back to first. The tag is not laid down in time. And James able to reach the bag safely, sliding in. That was one the second baseman Verdung thought he had, still having a word with the official. The umpire not giving him any mind. It's a 3-1 count, runner on second, one out. And we'll have a quick word on the mound. Godman just getting in the ear of Shoemaker a little bit, telling him what he sees behind the dish. Nathan, what are you seeing from up here?
Well, I think as I grab our crowd mic that we're using as our second mic right now, we're trying to figure out how to set this up. It's a one-person setup that we're using for two people. But Shoemaker, 4 no-hit innings, does give up that run. Now seems like he's being made to work a little bit harder, approaching that 70-pitch mark, which is some of the longest he's gone this season. So time to bear down and try and get through this frame.
3-1 count on the way. Got him swinging. Even that'll send us to a full count. 3-2 with a big payoff pitch coming up. Feliz comes into this ballgame hitting 239, but 0-for-1 today. Here's Shoemaker. The left-hander deals. Got him swinging. Strike three. Had a big-time K as he gets the punch out to put two outs on the board. And that can give you somewhat of an exhale with two outs and a runner in scoring position. That'll bring up Mexicano. 0-for-1 so far today. Chops this one foul down the left side. No balls, one strike. Mexicano grounded out. First time at the dish. In the bottom of the third inning down the left side. That was one of two spectacular plays made by the shortstop that inning. McGee has been nothing short of phenomenal so far. 0-1 pitch taken outside evens up the count at 1-1. Twirls the bat, gets in his stance. Pitch clock getting under 5 seconds here. Pitch on the way, just barely outside, tries to paint the outer half, but misses the corner of the plate. Gilberto Mexicano, 2-1. Make it 3-1. Pitch taken outside. As we've mentioned, a lot of Latin American representation on this Salem squad. Mexicano from Casacaras, Venezuela. Pitch. Punch down the left side going foul. The count runs full. He's actually one of 5 Venezuelans in the starting lineup this evening. 3-2 count, 2 outs on the board, runner on second. Payoff pitch, grounded right up the gut. Gloved on one hop is Verdung, zips over to first, and Compton puts it away for out number 3. So a runner in scoring position, but Salem leaves one duck in the pond, and we'll move to the top of the 6th inning, coming up.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the 6th inning here in Salem, Virginia, as the Augusta Green Jackets trail the Salem Red Sox 3-1. It's been a battle of pitching and fielding all day today. And there we go. I think we're ready to rock and roll. As Nathan mentioned, playing around a little bit tonight with our crowd mic and headsets up here in the press box. Cam McGee, the shortstop, leads things off as he punches one foul down the right side. McGee 0-for-1 so far today and with a walk in the third. Leads things off as the Green Jackets go 1-2-3 in their order. McGee's 0-1 pitch is belted down the right side and just barely goes foul. McGee, if he could have kept that one online, could have nearly homered that one. He was actually the first Brave draftee to homer on August 4th, drafted out of Washington State in the 18th round this past year, and started his college career at Arizona State, so bounced around the Pac-12, who has really experienced a lot of difficulty as of late. Pac-12 now down to 4 teams as Cam McGee goes down looking on 3 pitches. But that has certainly been one of the main talking points around the world of sports the last couple of weeks, with conference realignment at an all-time high. The Big 10 looking more like the Big 20, the Big 12, looking like the Big 16. Washington State, one of the only teams still looking for a home. First pitch, belted up into the infield. A host of Salem Red Sox underneath it. And it's Salazar that brings it in for out number two. So Exposito is retired on the first pitch, and it's two up, two down here in the top of the sixth inning. That'll bring out the man batting third in tonight's order, Compton. Compton reached by error on that flip from the first baseman to the pitcher Nunez in his last plate appearance. Prior to that, struck out looking on that pitch clock violation in the first. Compton takes the first pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 on the way. Waves by to even it up at 1-1. Compton comes into this ball game hitting a steady 300. The 1-1 pitch upstairs, taken for a ball. Two balls, one strike. As the clouds have started to fade here in Salem, Virginia, sun is poked out through the clouds. Still enjoying a little bit of sunshine before that sun fades behind the Shenandoah Valley Mountains. 2-1 pitch outside. It's a 3-1 count. Two outs on the board. Nobody on the bags. Augusta trailing the Salem Red Sox 1-0. This one belted down the right side but goes foul and the count runs full. Just a pair of hits so far this ball game, one apiece. And to go along with it, a pair of errors, one apiece. That one error for Augusta could be costly as it led to the only run so far today and allowed Salem to score in the bottom of the second. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. So once again, for back-to-back frames, we go three up, three down, and move to the home half of the sixth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We're back here in the bottom of the sixth, a new arm on the mound for Augusta. It's Nolan Martinez who comes into the game, replacing Adam Shoemaker, whose evening is done. He was very, very solid. Shoemaker on the day goes five innings, does not end up surrendering a earned run, just the one hit against him as well. So it'll be Ossie Henn to lead it off. One nothing the score. Salem on top. First pitch to Ossie Henn is in for a strike. Martinez, his first action relief this series. The 0-1. Line driver right side, and it'll bloop down the line for a base hit. Ossie Henn hits first. He wants two. The throw in is a good one. The tag, and he is out at the bag. A great throw beats him there by Jace Grady. And Ossie Henn, for the second time this series, is thrown out while trying to advance. It'll be a single and then a 9-6 putout. So Romero now up to the plate. First pitch to him is grounded right to second for Dung. Field at the waist. His throw to first in time for out number two. A little bit of a dramatic way to get that inning going, as Sheehan gets credited with the base hit. Just the third hit of the day between the two teams, but then gets thrown out going from first to second. So now Josh Nixon Garcia is up to the plate with no one on and two away. Martinez on the mound, the righty out of California, has eaten some big innings this year for Augusta. 0-1 is outside. Rain has skirted around us. And the 1-1 pitch is taken away. Garcia 0-2 today. The two base hits, a double for James and a single for Sheehan, but base runners have been few and far between. 2-1, swung on and missed, got him in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Nolan Martinez has a record of 6-1 with the ERA of 6.07 is a bit higher than what he'd like as the batter Garcia calls timeout. An experienced arm on the mound. Last time out, it was a hit and a run given up by Martinez. 2-2. The pitch grounded down the first base line. Fielded by the first baseman Compton. He'll take it to the bag himself. And the side is retired. We're through six innings here in just an hour and 20 minutes, but Augusta trails 1-0, looking for their second hit of the ball game. More on that when we come back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here for the top of the seventh. It has been a very fast-moving ball game here. Nathan Strauss, Joe Brennan from Salem. It's awesome that you know, we promised you would get some good highlight calls out of this week, and so far there's been three hits between the teams as we are six innings into this ball game. Wilford Dung leads it off and takes a ball. Like so many others, Verdung hitless so far today. 0-2. Tyler Collins, the only man to record a base hit for Augusta, 1-0 inside and high. More than that, Augusta hasn't drawn a walk. They've gotten hit by a pitch, but that's pretty much been it.
Nonetheless, we've still seen some stellar fielding so far today. Garcia out there in center for Salem, Verdung at short.
Verdung swing and a miss here. It is a 2-1 count. Green Jackets need base runners before they start thinking runs, as this one misses downstairs from Nathaniel Cruz. Nolan Martinez enters and works the bottom of the sixth for Augusta. He faces the minimum after Sheehan singled and then got thrown out at second. 3-1 pitch inside, and there is the first walk of the day drawn by Augusta. So, seventh inning has been a productive one for the Green Jackets. That's where they scored their first two runs of the game yesterday. If you go back a day before in the seventh, Augusta got a run there as well. And then if you go all the way back to the win the other day, Green Jackets ended up putting up six runs on Tuesday night in a game they ended up losing. So a man on first for Boucher, who will take one in the dirt. Arm up and warming in the Salem bullpen. It is one of the flaws of this ballpark that it's basically impossible to see into either bullpen. Is downstairs. I think that actually skipped off the plate and a nice framing job to make it seem as if that was much closer than it actually was. So 2-0 Verdung, active on the first base bag, and the pitch bounces up. It gets away from the catcher. Now Verdung will take second easily, and he will hold up there as the catcher Mexicano chases it down on the wild pitch. So for the first and time since the third inning and just the second time today, Green Jackets are the man in scoring position here.
And with nobody out so far this frame, a great opportunity to try and tie up this ball game, Nathan.
All it takes is one swing, or as we saw earlier, even just an error on the defensive side of things with no one out this half inning. No need to swing here, a 3-0 count, and Boucher will indeed take the free pass. It skips up there in the dirt, back-to-back walks to begin the inning. And for the first time today, the Green Jackets with two men aboard. And now, an arm will get firing on the quicker side of things in the bullpen, as we'll have a mound visit here from the pitching coach. So, one hit and an error for Augusta. A run, two hits, and an error for Salem. It's almost like the scoreboard out there is written in binary right now, with the exception of those two hits for Salem. Yesterday, the Green Jackets gave up just three hits, so we're now through 15 innings of baseball between yesterday and today, and Salem has been held to just five base hits. Unfortunately, Augusta held to just the eight.
Yeah, they just really haven't been able to find their rhythm offensively to get things going. Nunez got off to a terrific start in this ball game, went three up, three down in the first two frames, and then Cruz took over, went three up, three down in his first two frames on the hill. So the pitching today has been exemplary so far today for the Red Sox, but this is a great opportunity to get things going. Even if you are in a chance to potentially have the double play with a soft ground to the infield, you still have a runner on second. I wouldn't be opposed to playing aggressive here, Nathan, and trying to go for the double steal.
Jace Grady in the box. He will take a pitch down and away for a ball. Green Jackets do not play a lot of small ball, but it's also not the worst time to think about a bunt. Augusta, with men on first and second on Thursday night, dropped down a bunt that forced a throwing error and actually scored two runs. 1-0, again outside, but no need to swing here and give the pitcher Cruz any sort of out because he has now missed with seven consecutive pitches.
Yeah, it seems like he might be caught a little bit between the ears. That's a big reason we've got an arm warming up in the pen already.
That's a great expression. I think I'm going to have to add that one to my repertoire. 2-0 in the dirt, 3-0, and now Cruz, a pitch away from walking the bases loaded with no one out. Now, with the bases loaded and no one out, the average team scores 2.5 runs over the last decade. And right now, Augusta just looking for one, but a second would put them on top. The 3-0 pitch taken downstairs, ball four. So wow. 10 consecutive pitches outside the zone, and we'll see if that arm in the bullpen is ready or if there'll have to be a pitching change, and I believe the manager, Liam Carroll, has seen enough. Well, Cruz seems to have crossed the Rubicon, another Spanish joke there, because Cruz means cross, and now he will have to cross the third base line and head back to the dugout on the hook for all three men aboard. Leadoff walks for Verdung, Boucher, and Grady have loaded the bases with no one out. Jair Casanova will be at the plate, but we've got a mound visit and a pitching change when we come back.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks.
maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Bases loaded, no one out. A golden opportunity for Augusta here in the top of the seventh. Green Jackets trailing by a score of 1-0 against the Salem Red Sox. But they've got a great opportunity now with Caleb Bolden, the former TCU man, coming on to the mound. A record of 1-2. He's got 4 saves this season. All of his 26 appearances have been in relief. The other day, he did excellently against the Green Jackets, going 2 innings while walking 1 and fanning 3. He has not allowed a run on his own line since July 21st. But bases loaded, all the responsibility of Nathaniel Cruz with no one out, and Jair Casanova the next man up. First pitch, righty on righty, is cut on and missed. Anything but the double play here should tie the game. Corners are in. The middle infield is back, meaning the play is to the plate if it's towards either line, or they'll go for two if it's up the middle. 0-1 in the dirt, scooped up, and it blocked down in front of the plate by Mexicano. So Augusta, with just one hit on the line today, has a chance to level up the score or better here. Godman on deck and Collins in the hole. Casanova, a strikeout and a flyout today. Good speed aboard as well. 1-1 is taken outside and low. Good take there by Casanova. Yeah, Casanova does have one of Augusta's 2 grand slams this year.
Cross your fingers. Maybe knock on some wood, Nathan.
Well, there's plenty of that to go around here. We're quite literally in the middle of a forest. 2-1. Taken down low for a ball, and now the onus goes on the pitcher Bolden to make a pitch here. Now, with a 3-1 count, bases loaded, but you haven't scored yet, is this a swing-away kind of count, or are you making the pitcher pitch to you?
I mean, I'm a little hesitant to just say turn them loose on anything, but if he pounds the zone, gives you something that you like, all you really need to do is send one to the outfield, and you tie this ball game up.
The 3-1, taken downstairs, ball 4, and Augusta has tied the game without recording a hit. So just as Salem took the lead in the bottom of the second on a walk and then a couple of fielding plays and an error, the Green Jackets punch across a run of their own without actually improving their hit total on the day. And now the situation remains the same, tie ball game 1 apiece, and still no one out. Casanova picks up RBI number 35 this year. As Verdun comes in to score, bases loaded for Jacob Godman, and still no one away. The first pitch is bounced up there. It gets away from the catcher, but no advance. Not quite far enough there. That ball got caught in no man's land.
And a good recovery there from the man behind the dish in Mexicana, just to make sure that one doesn't squirt away too far to get another run to scratch across.
The men on second and third, both the responsibility of Nathaniel Cruz, with Casanova on first being the responsibility of the righty Bolden. 1-0 on Godman, 1 ribby for him this season. The pitch is taken just outside. This has been a disastrous inning for strike throwing so far. Cruz ends up with 33 pitches to 16 strikes, and he left the game after throwing 11 straight balls, while Bolden now has just 1 strike himself. This will be his 8th pitch. The pitch is swung on and missed, and Godman bails him out there. And it's now 2-1. There's no need to be aggressive either on balls in the dirt. You've got all the power as the offense here. Bases loaded, no one out. There are so many ways that you could end up bringing a run home. You don't want to force anything on the base path. Frankie Diaz is coaching down at third base right now instead of Cody Cabela. 2-1. Cranked up the middle and in for a base hit. The go-ahead run scores. They will put the brakes on. Everyone else will go station to station. But an RBI single for Jacob Godman, And the Green Jackets reload the bases, now up 2-1.
And that's a scenario where you can try and stretch it and potentially bring two runs across, but a nice idea to pump the brakes, play it safe, keep the bags juiced with nobody out. That's two runs that have come across with the bases loaded so far. You're doing everything right with nobody out. There's no reason to force anything.
Godman picks up his second RBI of the series, his third hit of the week, and now Tyler Collins, the best bases-loaded batter in the Carolina League, is at the plate. The lefty will take the first pitch for a strike. Collins, with the bases loaded this year, has driven in 14 runs. He's 7 for 10. He's worked a number of walks and does an excellent job at finding the space between the infielders. The 0-1. Line drive, center field, base hit yet again. It trickles towards center field. They will put the brakes on again at third base. And another RBI single for Augusta. They keep the conveyor belt moving. The first six men have all advanced 90 feet. And the Green Jackets on top, 3-1.
Is it Groundhog Day? I feel like I'm just having deja vu. The first four plate appearances all looked identical with four straight walks. And then they cap it off with back-to-back base singles that go right up the gut out to center field. One run comes home. They're extending their lead. And what a day from Collins. Only three hits so far today for the Green Jackets. Two of them coming off the bat of Collins.
And now the lineup card flips over for Cam McGee, who will take a first-pitch strike. The first-pitch strike we have seen this inning. Seventh man of the inning to the plate in McGee, who is 0 for 2 with a hit-by-pitch. Augusta is still yet to make an out. The line is final for Nathaniel Cruz as McGee batting left looks at it bolded on the mound. The 0-1 is down and away. Cruz goes two innings, does not give up a hit, ends up giving up three runs, all earned on three walks with two strikeouts. All three men aboard, now the responsibility of Bolden, who let all three men he inherited score. And Augusta up by a pair now, looking for another momentum-shifting seventh inning. 1-1. Poked to the shallow center field. Garcia charging quickly. He slides and makes a basket catch. He got that one at the very last minute, and he came up firing, no advance. Well, Garcia has really showcased his glove in center field today.
And that's one where you think Casanova might have the legs to get to home and scratch one across, but that throw was just beautifully thrown on a line. If Casanova had tried to run all the way home, he wouldn't have made 90 feet. I mean, that was a beautiful pitching catch, and that's just what we've seen all day long from Garcia time and time again.
Well, and it took him into shallow center field as well, so it got him probably 30 feet closer to the plate. Now EJ Exposito, who will take a ball to begin his ABO for three today. He leads Augusta, 47 runs batted in this year. Tyler Collins with the bases loaded now, by the way, 8 for 11, up to 16 runs batted in. He just does not make outs in big situations. He's on first base. The 1-0 is down and away.
And Exposito, the eighth batter to step up to the dish this half frame. I mean, they could very well go through the order and some with only one out on the board.
Green Jackets ended up bringing 10 men to the plate in the seventh inning on Tuesday night. It's been the magic frame for them. The 2-0. Is down and away for a ball. Now, no need to swing here. Bases loaded. And still just one away. Green Jackets were looking to just tie this game, and all of a sudden it's turned into, well, how many can they put up here? 3-1 the score. And now the 3-0. Fouled off. So much for that. It's a green light count, I suppose. And like, he does lead the team with those 47 runs batted in. The next closest is actually Tyler Collins with 37 as far as active players, but actually 38 now after that RBI. Jeremy Celedonio, 15 homers, has 42, but he is not active as of right now. 3-1 the count, bases remain juiced. The pitch is a slider up and away, and Exposito draws an RBI walk, and the Green Jackets now on top 4-1. That is the fifth walk drawn in the inning. Augusta had not taken a free pass before this frame. So coming in to score, Casanova, Godman to third, Collins to second, and now the ninth man of the inning, Drew Compton, with a great chance to add on to those seven runs batted in. Compton has Gone 0-for-3, reached on an error. Base is still loaded here. And he will line the first pitch, foul, and out of play. Now, are you one of the people who believes that you bat around when you bring the ninth man up, or does it have to be that tenth man to make it officially batting around?
I'm somewhat indifferent.
If there's one thing baseball has going for it, it's the amount of petty statistics that are out there. 0-1, driven to center field and deep. Garcia heads back towards the track. He races back and makes the catch. It'll get the run home and get runners over to third. It's a sacrifice fly for Compton. And now 5-1 the score, RBI number 8. And now Augusta has batted around as Will Verdung will step up with men in the corners and two away. They have really worn out Garcia in center field this game. He's certainly gotten his cardio in. I feel bad. I should have given you this inning. It's tough, you know. You get innings, you know, 4, 5, and 6, and there's like one hit and two base runners, and then all of a sudden Augusta can't keep their feet off the bases here.
Well, to be fair, it's not like it's been a high-flying inning. Only 2 hits so far, 5 walks.
Godman scores from third. Collins on third, Exposito on first, and Verdung takes a ball outside. So not the greatest of lines for Bolden here either, who is on the hook for 2 runs, 2 hits already with 2 walks. Both men aboard also his property. 1-0, fouled off. Verdung takes off the helmet. He began this inning with a walk and then ended up scoring. EJ Exposito is 16 for 18 in stolen bases here as well. One of the best by percentage on this team. 1-1, chopped up the middle. Second baseman is there. He fields it comfortably and he'll throw to first for the out that retires the side. Well, Augusta ends up putting up a solid total that inning. 5 runs, and they take a 5-1 lead going into the bottom of the 7th. Back in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts, and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
back here in the bottom of this. Well, in theory, back here in the bottom of the seventh. Now we're back here in the bottom of the seventh, as the Green Jackets all of a sudden on top by a score of 5-1 in somewhat surprising fashion. A good number of walks in that last half inning has set Nolan Martinez up pretty well as he comes back out to the mound after getting just the minimum in the bottom of the sixth. Nathan Strauss not alone for the first time in a long time, and it's a good reminder that our equipment is typically built for just the one microphone. So, well, the one microphone and a crowd mic, so we're trying out some different things to see what works. It'll be all yours tomorrow, and you won't have to worry about this.
Should have brought my soundboard.
Do you have one?
I do.
Well, Alexis Hernandez is in to lead it off this half inning. Augusta sends 10 men to the plate in the top of inning number 7, and the pitch to Hernandez is in the dirt. One of the perils of minor league baseball broadcasting is sometimes you just have to make do with what you've got. 1-0 is in for a strike. Hernandez walked and scored, what was at that point, the go-ahead run. Just two hits all game for the Red Sox, but one of them turned into an out on the base paths. 1-1, fouled off. So base runners have been few and far between. In fact, I believe there have only been three true base runners all game long. There was the walk by Hernandez, who then got hit back in the fourth, and then the double from James in the fifth. And he'll line this one to right center field now. With Grady going to his right, he'll make the catch for the out. Not a whole lot doing offensively for either of these teams. In fact, more runs than hits in this game, and Luis Ravello will be the next man up.
Yeah, and a big reason for that is just because of the five walks last frame at the top of the seventh. It just seemed like the wheels came off the wagon on the mound for the Salem Red Sox, and Augusta really didn't need to do much to take over.
So Ravello, the next man up, and the first pitch to him is lined right to right field and in for a base hit. He has had quite a nice series, Luis Ravello, and he is now aboard with one away. Ravello just too shy of James for the team lead and runs batted in. Salem is at risk at a couple of things. They're on pace right now for the lowest home run total in franchise history. They're also on pace for their leader in runs batted in to possibly end up as the lowest in a single season in franchise history. As Jean-Frank Salazar is into the box, and he'll swing himself quite literally out of the batter's box for an 0-1 count. Green Jackets looking to pick up their second straight win and the third win of the series. It would ensure them at least of a series split as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. This one chopped right up the middle, double play ball. Second baseman Verdung won't have a play at the bag. Instead, he'll throw to first with McGee, the shortstop, also playing on that ball, and they'll dap it up in the middle of the field. So it'll be out number two. Score that one 4-3 with Ravello taking second base.
Yeah, that ball just pulled Verdung a little too far off the bag and didn't have any play to toss it over to McGee to try and turn two. The 6-4-3 would have been available, but just the shift that they had in the center of the infield just didn't pan out. Regardless, won't kill him. Up by four with two outs on the board.
First pitch here misses outside to James. Augusta on top 5-1. In Rome right now, the Rome Braves are one pitch away from picking up their 50th win of the season. They're up 4-1 over Winston-Salem with former Augusta player Ronaldo Alessandro in for the save. Godman tries a snap throw back to second. It nearly goes into the outfield. Three former Green Jackets on the mound for Rome. Hurston Waldrop goes 3 2/3. He gives up no hits, three walks, and strikes out two. Jorge Bautista goes four innings, striking out six, giving up just one run. It was unearned. And Ronaldo Alessandro in for the save. He has just needs one more out. James, next pitch, is in for a strike. Now 1-2.
And how about the Rome Braves deciding to change their name?
Yeah, it's a... I think minor league baseball, we've seen more and more teams begin to separate from what their parent club is called. Obviously, the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals are two poor examples of that. James lines this one to shallow right field. It's picked up by the right fielder, Grady, and it will bring in a run, as off from second on the hit was Ravello, and now the lead back to three. That ball barely got out of the infield, but it found the right spot, and James picks up RBI number 37 of the season. It'll be an RBI single now, 5-2.
And that's a great way for Salem to respond here in the home half of the seventh. You give up five, just getting one can help you slowly start to chip away and try and get yourself back in this ballgame.
Other former Green Jackets up in Rome, by the way. David McCabe going 1-for-3 as Feliz will ground this one to short. McGee drops it. It's going to be an error, and the inning will continue. It has not exactly been a clean defensive showing for either team today. That's the third error between the two teams. In fact, Augusta yesterday were the only team to have an errorless game of these two teams in their last four combined games, which is indicative of something. You decide what. It'll be an E6, so James is now at second, Feliz on at first, and Yorberto Mexicano, 0-for-2, will be the next man up as the tying run. Ball game over in Rome with Alessandro striking out the side in the ninth. He strikes out five men, all five men he faces. So 5-2 now the score, two men aboard, the nine-man Mexicano to the plate. First pitch to him is check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Seven hits, seven runs between the two teams combined. Also three errors. The pitch swung on and missed. He could not handle that breaking ball. Looking around the league, Charleston about to extend their league lead even more. They're up 8-2 in the seventh inning on Columbia. Down East leads Kannapolis 5-1. 1-1 pitch. Caught on and missed, another breaking ball, and the same result. Fayetteville is up on Myrtle Beach right now by a score of 4-2. They're looking to snap that 16-game losing streak against Myrtle Beach. It's like how my siblings must feel playing Settlers of Catan against me. 1-2 with two away. Martinez, the pitch. It is grounded to third. Exposito is there. He'll go the short route to second and retire the side on the 5-4 force out. A run home on Lionel James' RBI single. We go to the eighth. Augusta up by three. We'll keep it here because I really don't want to fiddle more with our board right now. It's a byproduct of laziness, and also I've heard those same ads so many times this year. One game already final in the Carolina League. Carolina picking up a 6-3 win over struggling Delmarva. Struggling is almost too kind a word for the Shorebirds, who are now the worst team in both divisions, 44-61. They took 3 of 5 games from Augusta back in late June.
And have you heard about the Carolina Mudcats potentially moving locations?
The Carolina Mudcats potentially moving locations is one thing. The Down East Wood Ducks are assured that that has been confirmed. They are moving to what is likely a spot in upstate South Carolina. The Mudcats have been in Zebulon, North Carolina, a long time at Five County Stadium up there. They were actually a Braves affiliate for a short while in the 2010s. But Down East in Kinston, where Augusta will wrap up their season, they are, I believe, moving to Spartanburg, South Carolina. And there is some talk that that might shake up things in the Carolina League a little bit as far as which teams play in which divisions, and even if there might be a slight change in team affiliation in the league. So who knows? But Delmarva, anyways, got smoked again today. And they beat the Green Jacket three times in June.
I always think it makes a little bit more sense to have your affiliate team closer to home. Like, I'm a Richmond, Virginia native, and we used to have the Richmond Braves, the Braves' old affiliate, but now the Flying Squirrels, the San Francisco Giants affiliate, which doesn't make any sense.
And of course, the Green Jackets were a Giants affiliate for the better part of two decades, and so you'd go from Augusta to, at that point when Augusta was in high A, you would go from Augusta up to Richmond, and then you'd go from Richmond, from RVA to SFO, which I'm assuming is not a direct flight unless you went to the DMV and went to IAD, which is Dulles, or I don't know what Reagan's airport code is, but whatever. We've got something happening on the field in center field as Josh Dixon-Garcia had to go fetch something from the warning track. We've got a pitching change here, and it looks like Johnny Felix, and it is indeed Johnny Felix, who is into the game. He is making his second outing this series. He throws hard and oftentimes very erratically. Pio Boucher leads it off this half inning, and he'll line the first pitch foul off the handle of the bat. So Caleb Bolden's outing is brutal. Bolden goes an inning, gives up two hits, two runs, all earned while walking two. He also lets all three men he inherited score. A line that is actually worse than it looks. 0-1, fastball downstairs for a ball. Where do you, if you're in Richmond, do you fly out? Is there an airport in Richmond? I forget what I did when we flew there.
Yeah, it's a small little airport, but.
But you're close enough to D.C. where you're, what, 45 minutes from?
With no traffic.
With no traffic in the DMV, fat chance.
No, it's about an hour 45 to get up there.
I'm trying to remember where we flew into. Neither here nor there. 1-2 on Boucher with Felix on the mound. Huge leg kick, and he will miss inside. Almost a Johnny Cueto-style delivery from Johnny Felix. He really takes his time up there and actually balked the other day as a result of his multifaceted delivery. 2-2 inside, nearly hit him in the shin. So where do you fly from if you're flying someplace? Do you fly from Richmond to...
If I'm flying, let's say...
To when you're going out to Indiana.
I will fly from Richmond to either Charlotte, D.C., or Chicago, and then fly from one of those locations to Indianapolis. Because those are both two small airports.
It's like you're proving the Pythagorean theorem, sort of, by
exactly
taking the two longer sides, and there's no hypotenuse, obviously, from... We're going to open up an air route that's just from Richmond, Virginia to Bloomington, Indiana. It's going to be great. We're going to sell about three flights a year, and it's just going to be this week. Boucher works a walk to begin this eighth inning. Walks in back-to-back plate appearances for P.O. And now Jace Grady, who was amongst the walk party back in the last inning, will step in and take a ball. Green Jackets on top, 5-2. Boucher can run pretty well. Was a hockey player up until his junior year of high school. Or école secondaire, as they say in French. 1-0. Line drive, right field, and in for a base hit. It's cut off on one hop by Aussie Henn, and Grady has himself his first knock of the day. Two men aboard with no one out. And speaking of Groundhog Day, this has to feel pretty similar for this Salem pitching staff after 10 men reached, or 10 men batted, rather, last inning.
Yeah, they've got the wheels going in the right direction, and it's really been some sort of a snowball effect that's turned into an avalanche. The Salem Red Sox just can't really find a way to slow them down, and they're shooting themselves in the foot, a big part of it. I mean, they've given up six walks in the last three outs.
Now Jair Casanova, who drove in a run with a walk, will take a breaking ball that slipped just inside. Casanova picked up his 35th run batted in his last time up. And on first and second, infield shifted slightly over towards the third base line. This pitch way outside. That missed by about 4.5 feet. You mentioned avalanche. It's funny you say that. Salem's old team name was actually the Avalanche back in the day. Now the Salem Red Sox, which they've been for the better part of about 20 years. Felix checks the runner at second, and the 2-0. Line drive foul into the netting. Bloomington, Indiana, a beautiful part of the world. It's surprising that there aren't more minor league baseball teams in Indiana. There's the South Bend Cubs and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and I believe that is it off the top of my... No, you know what? The Indianapolis Indians is
yes,
the one
sir.
I forgot. 2-1, cut on and missed.
Which isn't bad.
Not bad, no. For the size of the state that Indiana is, I think it's right on time.
For the amount of cornfields we have compared to the amount of baseball stadiums, not bad by any means.
2-2. Taken strike three, called in the inside corner. Casanova, frustrated with himself, will go down looking. Second strike out of the day.
Do you know which state has the most minor league teams?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? It's probably California because they've got an entire league that's just in California out there. They've got the California League, which only has six teams, but They're all located in California. There's Rancho Cucamonga, Lake Elsinore, Visalia, etc. Jacob Godman is the next man up. He'll take a ball. But Pennsylvania is going to be a close second in my imagination just because they've got Harrisburg, Altoona. I mean, I could really go on and on. I don't need to flex. Florida is also a good bet as well because of the Florida State League. So it's tough because if you exclude the leagues that are entirely located within one state, then you're probably looking at a Pennsylvania or a Texas perhaps. But again, that's
I think North Carolina
footing.
Is up there too.
Runners go. The pitch is taken outside and the third on the third, not in time. A double steal will put men on second and third now.
There are a few things in baseball that I like more than a double steal.
What are those few things? I know you're just saying it as a metaphor.
Stealing
or
home.
Stealing home. We've not seen that this season.
Robbing
not
a home
a true run. Steal. Not a true steal of home. Good luck robbing a home run here unless you're
20-foot wall.
Unless you're Peter Parker. 2-0 on Godman with the men on second and third. The pitch is fouled off.
I mean,
did you find an answer, by the way?
Well,
to this?
I'm looking it up, and it's saying Texas has, you know, 19 teams, but 15 of them are indie ball teams, which I don't really count. I'm mainly thinking
affiliated minor league teams. 2-1 inside.
I know North Carolina has 9, which is definitely up there.
North Carolina has 9. California has about 15 off the top of my head because they've got actually maybe more like 12 because they've got Sacramento in AAA.
It is Florida with 12.
3-1 grounded foul. It remains 3-2. So Florida has 12. California must have 11?
I think so.
Well, you would know if your laptop were charged.
It died, yeah.
Do you want to borrow a charger?
Sure.
Yeah, take it. The count here, 3-2. There is that base open at first. The infield is in. Green Jackets on top by 3, trying to re-extend their lead. They got all 5 runs back in the 7th. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled back. I think Godman just swung at ball 4, but nothing wrong with widening the strike zone a bit with 2 away, rather with 2 strikes.
And he really had to extend to get that one. Gone fishing, but able to fight that one off, spoil the 2-strike pitch, and stay alive for another payoff.
3-2. Driven to center. High fly ball. Garcia coming in. Shortstop going out. Garcia will let it drop in front of him. An error there as sliding home safely is the lead runner and taking third on a dropped throw that gets, I believe, tangled up in the backstop is Jace Grady. So a run comes in. Garcia, who has been so excellent in center field today, just couldn't catch up to that one. It'll likely end up as an RBI single for Godman, his second RBI of the day. And Grady had to hold it third because the umpire said that play ended once the ball got tangled up.
And I don't think Garcia was able to get there in time. However, I do think the shortstop, Ravello, was able to make that grab, just couldn't get the throw there on time. So it will go down as out number 2, and runners move station to station.
First pitch here taken outside. Good catch. Well, quite literally, good catch. But Augusta does tack on that extra run.
Nonetheless, a nice sack fly from Goodman.
Yeah, the old-fashioned sacrifice fly to a shortstop as Felix pitches outside. You don't see that every day. I mean, you see something new all the time here. But
I would rather have it sack fly to the shortstop, Ravello, than get it out to Garcia because he has proved time and time again that he can make that throw from almost anywhere on the field.
Grady on third, and the pitch to Collins inside. Now a 3-0 count on TC. Yeah, Florida with the most is not surprising because they've got the teams in the Florida State League, and then they've got the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp in AAA. They've got the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in AA. 3-0 is taken for a strike. So you think about it, and that gets you to 12, I believe, right then and there with 10 teams in the Florida State League. 3-1 inside, it nearly hit him. Collins is aboard with a walk. Collins having himself the best day of any Augusta player. He's 2-for-3 now with a base on balls, and the inning will continue for Cam McGee.
Yeah,
And the pitching coach is going to come out here as well.
Bottom of the order has really been spectacular all day, and I'm really just looking at that 8-9 spot. Goodman with a sac fly right there that was able to bring a run home. Also with a single that was able to scratch up across another run earlier in that seventh that became that avalanche where the Green Jackets were able to claim the lead. And then if you're looking at the man batting ninth, Collins has really reset the whole page today. Had a double in the third, a single in the seventh, and a walk right there. Has reached base three out of four times he stepped up to the dish.
Speaking of the Florida State League, by the way, Paul Skeens is going to make his debut for Bradenton, the Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pirates, on Tuesday night. In the Florida State League, the league with far and away the most rainouts in all of baseball. You think about Florida in the summer, and you think about how it rains basically from 4:30 to 6:30 every single day. It's not surprising. So men on the corners now. Collins, with 29 stolen bases, might be looking to run here. McGee at the plate. First pitch is downstairs for a ball. North Carolina with 11, though, is a great shout because you've obviously got a good number of teams in the Carolina League there. Then you've got teams in Charlotte and AAA and Winston-Salem and High A. Hickory also in High A. I can keep going, but I won't for all of our
Durham
sakes.
Bulls.
The 1-0 pitch taken inside. Collins runs for second. He is out by a mile. A tremendous throw by Mexicano nabs him there. I'm surprised, you know, West Virginia, that does retire the side. We'll keep it here again. It does retire the side. West Virginia, which used to be home to most of the teams in the Appy League, which no longer exists. I was driving through up to get here, and you're passing, you know, Bluefield and all of these old minor league baseball towns. There is now, I think the draft league, the MLB draft league, and
I mean, I just,
whatever you want to call it, there is still baseball there, but it's not affiliated anymore.
When I think of cities in West Virginia that would have a team, I mean, it's Charleston.
The Dirty Birds, who still are playing. Not in affiliated baseball, though, but
okay.
Yes.
Columbus. But, I mean, those are really the only two cities that I can think of on the top of my head that would have the facilities and fan base to really bring an affiliated team in.
And it used to be rookie ball. You'd get a 60-game season up there, and you'd play for about 2 months, 2.5 months, and then it would cease, and now there's no longer that rookie ball, and coaches and players alike miss those times. Nolan Martinez actually is one of the few players on this team to have gotten that experience. He played for, I believe, the Pulaski Yankees back in the day, and also the Staten Island Yankees, both teams that no longer exist. Going to double check that those are indeed the correct team names, because those were back when I was still in high school in my freshman year of college. He was a third rounder of the Yankees back out of high school. Indeed, he played for the Pulaski Yankees, which no longer exists, and also up in Staten Island, which he says is the place where he had some of the most fun in his entire career. He played a month there in Staten Island, and you'd go over on the ferry and check out Manhattan. The now defunct Lowell Spinners, who were at one point in time a rookie ball affiliate of the Red Sox, were also in that New York Penn League that went defunct in 2021, which is sad to see. Here in the bottom of the eighth, it is now a 6-2 ball game. Lead back up to 4, which is where it was before the bottom of the previous frame. First pitch to Ossie Henn is grounded to short. Third baseman Exposito is there. He'll deflect it into left field. Ossie Henn hits first. He will head back to the bag as some miscommunication there from a former shortstop Exposito as he cut off McGee. It should have probably been McGee's ball. It'll end up putting a man aboard. We'll see if they go with the generous hometown scoring here and give that a hit, or if they throw in a third error of the day on Augusta. They're still reviewing it in the room to our right, and they've given it as a hit for Ossie Henn. So the leadoff man aboard, and this one grounded right to short. McGee bobbles, steps on second for one to first, double play.
What a recovery. Yeah.
Well, he didn't get a chance at that first ground ball off the glove of Exposito, and he does get a chance after taking that ball off the belt buckle. He grabbed it barehanded, tapped on second for one, and threw to first. A little 6-3 unassisted double play, just two pitches, two outs this inning.
goes from, oh, yes, oh, no, oh, yes, back and forth. Oh, my goodness.
It's like the Sickos meme, the yes, ha, 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 yes. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but it sounds like a good meme.
This pitch grounded over towards third, and it'll be flubbed, and again, it'll be an infield single here for Josh Nixon Garcia. Three pitches, three ground balls, two outs, and now a man on first.
Very unconventional way to start here.
So you're not on Twitter enough. There's a whole ecosystem of like Sickos committee who is all about like football outside of the Big Five, or I guess the Power Four conferences.
Yeah, the group
five. Yeah, they're all about the group of five. You ever talk to my boy Walt Bell, by the way? The OC for Indiana football?
You know, I've talked to him a few times in a press conference. I'd love it if he could run the ball a little bit more.
UMass head coach who a very good person had results that would be charitable to call them passable. 1-1, grounded down the right side and threw for a base hit with the infield up the middle. So a huge turn here. The right fielder, Grady, drops the ball. Everyone will advance. They're going to wave the runner home. The throw cut off by the pitcher, Martinez, and that will be a very costly three-base error by Jace Grady as the batter, Hernandez, gets all the way to third, and Garcia scores from first. That will almost certainly be the third error of the day. It should be a single here for Hernandez, who will take third on the error. The run comes in on the error as well. So the batter gets two extra bases on that dropped ball in right field. And the man on first also takes two bases here. And we'll wait for the official scoring to come in, but that will likely be an unearned run on Martinez. And now a man on third for Ravello. Green Jack is now up 6-3.
What looked like was just going to be a routine play to be a base knock, advance a runner over to second, turns into a triple. I mean, back-to-back frames, giving up a run, that can cost you.
Greedy has been really struggling in the field. He does have a couple of outfield assists. That's his third error, however, in seven games. 1-0 to Ravello, grounded to first. Tough hop for Compton, who handles it with his chest and steps on the bag, and the side is retired. We'll go to the ninth, and you want the last inning?
Sure.
Yeah, take it. We'll go to the ninth. We'll keep it here. 6-3 the score. It'll be a save situation if Augusta does decide to bring someone out of the bullpen. And with that, we'll pass it back over to Mr. Brennan. Nice little sunset going on right now as this game was going so quickly through an inning, through six innings. It had only taken an hour and 18 minutes. And now the last two innings have taken 44 more, so.
And I thought you were kidding at first when you talked about how it'd get dark quick, but it wouldn't go completely shut dark, and you weren't lying. It's slowly started to dim down a little bit here, but still a little bit of sunshine.
It'll stay light for you all day tomorrow, most likely, because the game is at 3:05. As of right now, it's Lucas Braun who'll be making his second start, scheduled to go against Noah Dean, but with no Jedickson Paez so far, and he was one of the best pitchers in the organization for Salem last month, you wonder if he might go tomorrow as well because he has not yet played today. And he was the scheduled starter for a good long while.
So this game has really got off to a slow start. We had one run scratch across in the bottom of the second that came off a error from Godman behind the dish as he tried to snap throw over to third on a stealing Hernandez, but was able to sneak by, able to put one run on the board. It was scoreless until the seventh, and since then it has been all offense or bad pitching, whatever you want to put it as, but five for Augusta in the seventh and one in the eighth. One in the seventh and eighth were the Salem Red Sox. First pitch for McGee is lifted down the left side, but just flirts foul and dunks in for a strike. 0-1 count for McGee at the top of the order as Augusta will go 1-2-3 in their order.
McGee's now had one that's landed within about 3 feet of each foul pole today. And that one down the right field line is last at bat.
He does come in here in the ninth inning, 0-for-3 on the day. A strikeout looking, swinging, and a fly out to center from Garcia, who has been straight nails all day long, covering a lot of ground as the 0-1 pitch drops outside the zone. It's even up at 1-1. McGee was able to reach base one time today with a walk in the third inning. Here just looking for some insurance. 1-1 pitch taken inside, 2 balls, 1 strike. McGee, one of 7 children that was raised in Anaheim, California, has siblings that have played at the professional level. As he takes the 2-1 pitch for a ball, 3 balls, 1 strike.
But that one might have been a strike there at the knees. I think McGee thought that too.
Pitch taken. It's a 5-pitch walk to lead things off, and McGee will trot over to first.
Augusta has now taken 8 walks. They've struck out 9 times, so that's a pretty good ratio if you're looking at 1-1, almost. And of course, 5 of those walks came in that 7th inning.
I mean, they've had 8 walks since the 7th inning. As you mentioned, 5 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, and 1 here to lead things off in the 9th. That'll bring up E.J. Exposito as he belts one down the left side. This could be gone, and it's over the wall. A 2-run homer from E.J. There was no doubt about that one as it came flying off the bat. A no-doubter.
And that should just about put this one out of reach. You got the team's going back and forth in the last couple of frames. A run for Salem in the 7th, a run for Augusta in the 8th. Salem gets one back in the bottom of the frame. And now Augusta gets their second homer of the series. And just like the first one from Casanova, that left field wall was cleared by a good couple of feet.
Exposito clears the 20-foot wall out to left field, puts 2 runs on the board, and some early insurance in the top of the 9th inning. Augusta Green Jackets now lead 8-3 over the Salem Red Sox and have now all but secured a series split and will look for the victory tomorrow afternoon.
You're going to have to come on the broadcast more often, I think.
A little bit of good luck charm.
That's the hope.
It's an 0-1 count for Compton as the left-hander deals. This one, a soft grounder over the right side, scooped up by James, puts a foot on the bag, and there's out number one. So with an 8-3 advantage and one out on the board, you've got to feel somewhat confident about closing out this bowl game. Granted, we have seen 5 runs come across in a half inning so far today, but that was a big reason that the Augusta Green Jackets lead the way they do. That was when the wheels came off the wagon for the Salem Red Sox, and walk after walk after walk after walk just got them in trouble and couldn't dig themselves out of the hole. Here's Will Verdung the third, as he takes the first pitch for a ball.
Now I'm going to test you here. There is a former Indiana baseball player who is currently in Double-A with the Braves. There's actually 2 of them who were in Double-A with the Braves. One of them just got traded. But do you know your Indiana University baseball history?
Is it Philip Glasser?
No, it is Cade Bunnell who is up in Double-A. Tanner Gordon was also there before getting traded to the Rockies.
I didn't realize he got traded to the Rockies.
He did. He got traded for Brad Hand a couple of weeks ago at the trade deadline. Who do you, in your opinion, who is the most famous Indiana University baseball alum?
I mean, there's only one right answer, and he plays for the Phillies. It's a 1-2 count with one out and nobody on the bags. The right-hander deals this one a little bit of chin music. High and tight, evens up the count at 2-2. Is there anyone that's notable from UMass that you is your claim to fame?
UMass does not have an active player in affiliated baseball.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike 3.
We've seen a couple of Indiana alumni this year. We've seen Bradley Bramer in the Orioles system. We saw Pauly Milto, who got released a couple of months ago, but he had double Tommy John surgery, and he was with Kannapolis. Scott Efros, another notable one with the Yankees.
First pitch for Boucher drops outside, taken for a ball. It's a 1-0 count.
Nice little sunset action we've got going on right now, too.
That's what you get in West Virginia. Western Virginia, pardon me. A 1 pitch waved by. It evens it up at 1-1. You know, I do have another piece of Virginia trivia for you, or just a little fun fact. The John Cougar Country Roads, not actually about West Virginia. It's about Western Virginia.
It's funny you say that. I was just about to ask you whether you're one of the people who is sort of a country roads conspiracy theorist in that way. But I guess I'll trust the local expert here, and, you know, we'll go with that.
That's my go-to Virginia fun fact whenever I'm out at the bar in Indiana. 1-2, a broken bat that is a shallow pop-up to the infield and an easy grab for Salazar to put it away. 3 down. So the Augusta Green Jackets find 2 runs of insurance here in the top of the 9th off the bat of Exposito with a 2-run homer. They lead 8-3 going into the home half of the 8th. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Or we'll keep it here. Why not?
Okay, sure. I can keep it here.
It's good practice for tomorrow at the very least when you'll be all by yourself. Looks like we've got a pitching change here, and it's going to be Ellison Joseph who will come on in what was going to be a save situation and is no longer. Well, speaking of trivia like that, you know the song Wagon Wheel, obviously.
I have heard that song once or twice.
Only once or twice? You're clearly not experiencing Bloomington to its fullest capacity then, but it's geographically an impossible song. You can't be headed west from the Cumberland Gap to get to Johnson City, Tennessee. Amongst one of my very few qualms I have with that song. I think it's one of the all-time greats. It might get overplayed, and sure, but that's there's a reason for it. It's a classic.
Do you have any other quarrels with any particular songs?
I'm trying to think right now. Not off the top of my head. I mean, obviously, there's like the whole, like, you know, the Alanis Morissette song, Ironic, how like none of the things she mentioned in that song are actually ironic. If your parents are listening, they'll know this reference. I'm only, how old are you?
22.
Yeah, okay, so I'm only 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette, there's this whole song where it's like rain on your wedding day.
Yeah,
you've probably heard it if you've been to a grocery store. But yeah, she mentioned a lot of things that they're not really irony, it's just coincidence. And so it's one of the big gripes with that song is that it's giving people the wrong sort of context or subtext for the idea of irony. But
I've only got one, and I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. I wouldn't necessarily class myself as a Swiftie, but in the song Our Song, she says, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow because it's late and your mama don't know. In my mind, that should be low. You're talking real low. It still works. It still fits. And it makes way more sense than talking slow. But regardless.
Yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good one.
Salazar takes the first pitch, swings and punches it foul. It's an 0-1 count.
Well, you know the song, there's a little Yachty song where he says something about like a cello. And
okay.
He's referring to a flute. And it's a famous sort of... like he blames his A&R, his agent basically, for letting that line go out there, because it doesn't make any sense in the context of the song. Unfortunately, it's not really a lyric that can get brought up on air, but it's another one out there.
0-2 pitch on the way. This offering downstairs. 1-2. Yeah, I'm not as familiar with Lil Boat. But
he's all the rage these days. And
I do know he is cold like Minnesota. That is about all I know about Lil Yachty. 0-2 pitch once again. This one taken outside. Actually, a 2-2 now runs outside, and it's a full count.
All of a sudden, it's, as we talked about before, gotten very dark here. As someone who didn't live in a mountainous area growing up.
Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and just like that, it's 1-1, 1-down.
I have a hard time getting used to sort of like the concept of mountains. Like, obviously, I know they exist.
The concept of mountains.
Well, hear me out. I'm used to being able to sort of drive on the highway and look out and say, okay, I can see about 10, 15 miles ahead of me. Driving here, it's like you lose service every half a mile going on I-81, which is what the Green Jackets will be taking to get up to Fredericksburg after tomorrow's game.
First pitch for Lionel James runs outside. It's a 1-0 count. We'll try again. Check swing. Did he go? They'll say he did. Evens up at 1-1. Yeah, I will say, transitioning from Virginia to Indiana, I definitely had to transition to that flat terrain. As here's a nice blooper out to right field, dunks in for a base hit, and our runner's now on with one out on the board as the Salem Red Sox are trying to rally a 5-run lead. That'll bring up Albert Feliz, 0-for-3 on the day. Struck out his first two appearances swinging. Comes into this ball game hitting 237. Almost got me tripped up, but that's the dyslexia. First offering finds the heart of the zone. It's an 0-1 count. This one roped down the left side. It dunks in for a base hit. Runner rounding second. Feliz rounding first. He'll decide to tell him to stay put, but it's a stand-up double with one out on the board that puts runners in scoring position on second and third. A little bit of a rally going here now.
All it takes is this next out, and then I think a lot of the pressure can feel off, but a single here bringing in two runs, and all of a sudden it's a save situation for an arm who would be up in the bullpen likely at that point. You do have that 5-run cushion, but you'd like to keep the gap as wide as it is now.
8-3 runners on second and third. It's a 1-0 count for Mexicano as he punches one into the dirt to even up the count at 1-1. He'll step away, readjust the gloves, take a little bit of a breather. That one might have nicked him on the way down after the foul tip. The wind has slowly started to settle here. The sun has gone down as now we are completely under the lights here in Western Virginia. Mexicano with a 1-1. Here's the pitch. Taken upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Salem has found a little bit of a rhythm offensively here in the last two frames. They've scratched one run across in the seventh and one in the eighth. But the Augusta offense has found the wind in their sails, scoring all 8 runs in the last 3 innings. 2-1 pitch waved by, evens up the count at 2-2. Two 2-2 pitch popped up and knifed foul down the right side. Nolan Martinez has been solid on the bumps so far here coming out of the pen. The 2-2. Popped up down the right side. Foul once again out of play.
And yeah, Martinez in line for the win. He went 3 innings. Gave up 6 hits. Just 1 earned run. They said the second run there, that the bottom of the 8th rather, was unearned after that error in right.
We'll try it again. The 2-2, this time taken upstairs, and the count runs full.
Ellison Joseph on the mound is, again, just like Shoemaker, his big problem has been control. He hits guys and walks guys and also strikes out a lot of them.
Here's the payoff pitch. Taken outside for ball 4, and the bags are juiced with one out on the board. With the bases loaded, one out on the board, and the tying run in the on-deck circle. Here, the Green Jackets looking to potentially turn 2 and put this ball game away, or just grab another out and slowly inch closer to the end of this ball game.
a sea hen so fast, too, you're probably looking for that sure out.
After the walk at the bottom of the order for Mexicana, we move to the top of the order with a sea hen. Takes the first pitch upstairs, 1-0 count. James on third, Feliz on second, Mexicana on first. Joseph gets some swinging. The fastball just blew right by him. Now evens up the count at 1-1. Pitch on the way. This offering is in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. The right-hander deals outside.
And now you got to start thinking about getting someone up and warming in the bullpen. Base is loaded and one away. If Joseph walks in a run, all of a sudden the tying run is at the plate, and he's already approaching a pretty high pitch count here, already up to 24 pitches now.
He started this inning off strong with a punch out, but now a 3-1 count and a five-pitch walk, the second five-pitch walk back-to-back. Two walks, two hits, and a strikeout here in the bottom of the ninth. And that is the third consecutive frame where the Salem Red Sox have scratched across a run. Pitching coach now coming out to the mound to have a word with Joseph with the tying run at the plate. Bases loaded, one out on the board. Red Sox trail 4-8.
Yeah, there is action now in the Augusta bullpen. Can't see who it is. It is Shea Shaneman's birthday, and he went two scoreless innings. In fact, two perfect innings in his debut on Thursday night. He struck out four of the six batters he faced, but of the other available arms, you think maybe it could be someone like possibly, maybe Starlin Rodriguez perhaps, or Zach Austin, who also worked earlier this week. Wes McGuire out to the mound. He's now heading back to the dugout.
So they'll stick with their guy on the bump. Mikey Romero comes into this ballgame 0-for-4 so far today. He steps in from the left side with the bags juiced as the potential tying run. The ball squirts away from the catcher, and he can't make the throw to the pitcher. Another one will come across. The ball out of play. Oh, my goodness. And just like that, the deficit is cut in half.
It's been a meltdown here in this half inning. All of a sudden, two runs score. Another run heads to third. And now, all of a sudden, the man at the plate, still the tying run, but it's a lot easier to visualize this becoming a one-run game now with any kind of productive out. But Joseph's not even close to the zone.
And the double play now is out the window. First pitch popped up. Thought it was going to come through the window of the press box.
I'd be ready.
But that was unbelievable. Joseph's pitch went through the legs of Godman on a wild pitch. After it squirted away, tracked it down. As here's a nice chopper over to second base. Verdun gloves, flips to first. And the fielder's choice puts two outs on the board, but cuts this to a one-run ball game. But that was all set up. Joseph's pitch through the legs of his catcher and Godman. Squirts away, able to retrieve it in time to prevent another run from coming home. Tosses it to Joseph at the plate. He can't make the grab. I mean, that will go down as two errors, yes?
No, it's a wild pitch on Joseph, and then the error on Godman is second of the day. Augusta up to four errors today, and now we're going to have a one-out save situation. It looks like Landon Harper is the man jogging in from the bullpen, as he will have to retire the first and only batter he faces. Every man in will represent the tying run. Joseph's outing, a miserable one, two-thirds of an inning. He gives up two hits, four runs. As of right now, they are all in the book as earned, but my guess is that one of them will be unearned on Godman's error. two walks, one strikeout. The ERA jumps up about 50 points. It is Landon Harper in, looking for his second save of the series. The former Southern Miss man. He will have just one man to face. It'll be Joss Nixon Garcia, who could tie it with one swing and also represents the final out. So Harper, as far as saves go, this should be one of the more straightforward ones. But again, you're coming in sort of cold. He only had one batter's worth of time to warm up.
He'll try and get the arm loose on the hill as long as he can as of now. He's got a minute 30 on that clock out in center field. But this is a big-time situation. Harper comes into this ball game with a 5-3 record, an ERA of 3.88, and has thrown 68.1 innings worth of work, 57 strikeouts, only 9 walks. He has been nothing short of phenomenal this year and now steps in a very big moment. Coming into the bottom of the ninth, this seemed like a relatively easy game for them to walk away with, leading by 5, but they've allowed 4 runs to scratch across. Now the tying run steps into the batter's box. It's Garcia from the right side. The first pitch is on the way. This one roped out to center field. Collins coming on, and one pitch is all it takes. The Augusta Green Jackets escape by the skin of their teeth and take the 5th game of this 6-game series, 8-7.
Is that the Dua Lipa song, One Pitch Is All It Takes? To come
maybe
in and close out the game?
I guess, yeah. Beautiful.
Green Jackets, well, they did not make it look particularly easy. We had one run in this game through 6 innings. 14 runs score in the final 3 frames. Augusta gets 5 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, 1 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, and 4 in the 9th for Salem. All in all, if you had to choose a standout performer for today's Premier Network's It Guy of the Game, who are you giving it to?
You know, I'll give it to Collins. Collins, the guy that went 2-for-3 today at the plate, had a walk, able to reach the bag 3 out of 4 times in his plate appearance, and made the grab out there in center field to close out this ball game. But, I mean, if I'm going to give what I'll call the Jerry West Award, best player on the losing team, I'm going to give that to Garcia out in center field. I mean, he had a absolutely stellar game, covered so much track, really made it difficult for that offense to get going today for Augusta, but those walks really helped him get the ball rolling.
And don't sleep on Nunez, Christian Nunez, who started the game. He ended up going 4 innings, but he gave up just the one hit and struck out 5, which is quite the way to make your debut. But yet again, the story of this series has been starting slow, finishing strong, and that's what Augusta did tonight. Joe will have the call tomorrow. 3:05, first pitch. Lucas Braun getting the start against the starter for Salem, TBD. We'll be back then, and then I'll talk to you on Tuesday night from Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is not in Maryland where I thought it was. It is instead in Virginia. I learned that about a couple weeks ago when I opened up a map for the first time. So a map for the first time specifically about the location of Fredericksburg.
First time I ever looked at a map.
I hadn't cared about Fredericksburg
before
that. What's that? That's one of those. That's one of those flat ones,
it's
right?
A round map.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I've seen one of those or two. I mean, hey, just because I went to a state school, man. I mean, you know how it is. We'll be back tomorrow. Green Jackets win 8-7. Interesting night here in Salem, Virginia.